Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome to Navy Pier. Welcome to Veterans Day. A day to say thank you for anybody that served, for the families of those that have served. And just to thank you for the great honor of being an American, for living here. And boy, do we need it this week. Broadcasting live, third annual Veterans Hiring and Resource Fair at Navy Pier, sponsored by our friends at Fifth Third Bank and the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. My friend Mark Slaby will be here a little later on to talk about that. Let's start with puppies. Puppies and doggies. Good morning, Gene. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Is it Gene Summers?
It's Jeannie.
Jeannie. Jeannie, nice to meet you. Co-founder, executive director of Lakeshore Paws.
Yes.
How are things at Paws?
Oh, it's great. Busy. Very busy. Getting ready for the big day.
We need puppies this week more than ever.
We do.
So we walked in this week. What is the tie between beautiful little puppies and vets?
Well, it's just... puppies are really good in reducing stress and anxiety levels and dogs, and we're just thankful that Fifth Third's partnering up with us and give veterans a chance to own a puppy and a dog and give them a chance to have a great home.
Fifth Third underwrites the cost of all pet adoptions, so they take care of the cost that you guys have for this and also the cost that would go to the person doing the rescue, right?
Correct.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. I think last year we did 19 adoptions, and this year we're shooting for the same amount.
That probably comes close to... clearing a shelter, doesn't
yeah,
it?
It did.
Yeah.
We're pretty full right now. We're getting ready. Like, we're ready for today.
And for vets who are on the way to apply for a job today. By the way, this job fair, we are going to be in a position today, which is pretty cool that Fifth Third does this, where vets are going to come in today. They're going to get jobs.
Absolutely. Everyone. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
They're going to apply for jobs. They're going to interview, and they're going to get jobs today. So that's great. But it's very nice for you guys to be a part of this. So for people to come down and go, a job and a puppy? What do they do?
They go to lakeshorepaws.org, and they can fill out the application there and stop by our place today, which is located at Valparaiso, Indiana, 4611 Evans Avenue.
Jeannie, how helpful are the dogs and the puppies for vets dealing with PTSD?
They're really helpful, and not only just because the obvious reasons, like with, you know, exercising and things like that, but they actually release a hormone called oxytocin, and it relieves stress, which is, you know, one of the symptoms of PTSD.
Is it the same thing happens when you hold a baby? Literally?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's the same. Yeah.
Except babies are less furry?
Yeah, and dogs are a little easier.
They are, no question about it. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it's very nice of you to do this. You want to recognize any of your staff members you brought down?
Yeah, Michael Bottas, Chad Rodriguez, Morgan Bradley, and Katie Summer are all here with dogs. So
nice of you guys to get up. What time did you leave Valpo?
I actually was here spending the night. My daughter lives in Chicago, but they were 4 o'clock in the morning.
You can't sleep in the Crystal Gardens. You're going to get in trouble. This is a beautiful setting, too, for this. When you come in, come to the back of the Crystal Gardens. We've got some chairs set up. You can come say hi. But join us for the job fair. Thank you, and thanks to your staff
for
doing
this.
By the way, the one you're holding there, what is this?
Her name's Cinder, and she's just such a cutie. She's a Basenji mix.
Yeah.
That's a gorgeous dog.
A Basenji mix.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's
a mix of Basenji and G.
Basenji and whatever.
Sounds like a spice.
Yeah. She's cute. Yeah, how old do we know?
6 months. She was found with her litter in an abandoned barn.
Aww.
There were four of them just abandoned in the barn. Somebody heard them crying, and they were in pretty bad shape, but you could see now they're doing well.
Beautiful.
I will never understand how people can abandon a dog.
Beautiful blue eyes. Look at that dog now.
Yeah.
Gorgeous puppies.
Yeah. Look at the way she's looking at Annette.
I know.
I know. Because she knows I haven't got down on the floor yet and rolled around with her.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I would.
There you go. Thank you again.
Thank you for having
us. And what's your website?
Lakeshorepaws.org.
Pets for Vets. If you have any questions when you come in about this, and I'm sure you will, ask any of the folks wearing the Paws T-shirts or any of the folks that are look official or Vaughn. Don't ask me. I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what? Ask Sandberg. She'll figure it out. And we'll get you to the right people. And our Basenji mix and friends will find new homes. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Let's take a break. Come back. Get your traffic in just a second and continue live from Navy Pier. It's the Vets Hiring Fair on Veterans Day, courtesy of Fifth Third Bank and the Illinois Patriot Education Fund at 720 WGN.
It's Lou's First Call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran. Brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers. We won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time of the show.
our friends at American Weathermakers. Lou will join us in just a second. And Mike Jacobson back at the Tribune Tower. Jake, if you see a text you love, you'll let us know with a question. But also the first caller at 312-981-7200 is always a big winner. We are live in the Crystal Gardens at Navy Pier. Today's show, the Veterans Hiring and Resource Fair, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank and Illinois Patriot Education Fund. We'll talk to some of the folks from Fifth Third Bank coming up. One of the things that I insist on when I walk into the showcase studio every morning is that the lights be off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a problem with harsh light waking up. Listen, I got to tell you something. I rarely am a diva, right?
It's pretty
true. Am I right or am I right?
Pretty true. Here's your M&Ms, Mr. Cochran. Here come the doves.
I don't ask for much. But I have never seen brighter light than I've seen in Crystal Gardens this morning.
Do you want my sunglasses?
I should have brought shades in. Shades and a hat.
I think this is awesome.
I know you do.
I love the light.
This is why Mary and I had to get a divorce, because she insists on bright light in the morning.
As the show photographer, the lighting is excellent.
Yeah.
There you go. Usually I'm taking a picture of you guys in the dark, and it doesn't work well. So.
It works well at this hour for me, trust me. But at any rate, one of the struggles that I'm having is seeing. So if there's any problem, I'm going to ask the rest of you to guide me through the first hour of the
your
program.
Your eyes are watering.
Yeah, I'm having trouble focusing.
Here, would you like a tissue?
Maybe a sedative?
Here, wait.
No, I think I'm fine. I'm fine. That is, yes, if you could dab
just
me.
Just dab
that'd
it
be
off.
Swell. Let me know when Mr. Manfredini's ready at Channel 9, because we've got a couple of callers standing by as well. Is Bennett joining us here today? Will he be at the tower?
I saw him at the tower.
Yeah, he's at the tower.
Okay,
he's
Ben and
Mike's
Jake.
Right-hand man.
Ben and Jake are just going to be hanging out there. Got it. Excellent. Update on yesterday, just to bring it around full circle. President-elect Trump.
Are you, just take a breath.
It takes a minute for me to say that.
Yep.
President-elect Trump behaved like a president-elect when he met with President Obama, and the Internet went nuts. The Internet went nuts ripping on Obama. Went nuts ripping on Trump. I don't know what people want.
No, at this point, I don't either.
The man won the election, and you need him to act like a grown-up. You need him to be the president, the best he can be, when he assumes office on January 20th. And for God's sake, you ought to be thanking President Obama for being man enough to look a guy in the face who tried to claim he wasn't even a citizen.
Right, right.
Shake his hand and say, I will do anything I can, and I'm ordering my staff to do anything they can to make this easier for you, because we need you to be good at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. By the way, Twitter went nuts, too. Trump took to Twitter last night as well, too.
Well, so he did something dumb last night, but did you see the new tweet this morning?
I didn't see the new tweet this morning, but I saw the good one last night and then the nutty one last night.
And the tweet last night that set people off was Trump was saying there are paid professional protesters around the country and it's not fair. Typical old Trump. The good news is Kellyanne Conway apparently went up to him and hit him in the face or whatever she needed to do.
Damage control.
And this morning he tweeted out, small protesters exercising their rights, we will unify America, or something to that effect. In other words, again, the grown-up move. So look. Maybe an old dog can learn new tricks. I'm not defending anything he said. I'm not taking anything back I've ever said. I'm just telling you, the only path to success is we got to get along. And that means yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I salute President Obama, because that could not have been easy yesterday. There was a picture of his staff as he was getting ready to make the sit-down with... I mean, the picture of the staff... They couldn't look more angry, disgusted by the whole thing. They didn't look like they were helping. But I know they will help the staff, because President Obama was touched by how great George Bush was and the President Bush's staff when he left office.
Right. Absolutely.
It's a crucial part of the transition. So he won. I didn't vote for him. I'm not happy about it, but I will support him until he gives me a reason not to. And I truly hope the rest of you get along and try to get along. Because, you know, at some point, it's going to be one or two or 3 days after the election. Oh, I guess it's three, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. You know, at some point, you got to just go one foot in front of the other and let's go. Hillary Clinton's not coming back. The Democrats have a lot of soul searching to do. They got to figure out what happened and what went wrong.
How about the tweet yesterday? Hillary and Bill Clinton took the dogs for a walk, and Twitter blew up.
Right.
I'm sure at this point she's probably saying, "Okay, you know what?
Leave me alone.
Give me a day."
She took a nice picture with somebody, but yeah, it's
right.
Over. I mean, you know. Again, live from Crystal Gardens. Is Lou ready? He is ready. All right, Lou Manfredini standing by at Channel 9. Good morning, pal.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm terrific.
We have a caller standing by.
Veterans Day, by the way. I love that you guys are doing this broadcast this morning from that event.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rick in Buffalo Grove and start things off right there. Go ahead and hit that for me, Jake. Thank you. Rick?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and you're a big winner. Lou, you probably know what he won. I know I do.
He won an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat that helps you control the temperature in your home from anywhere in the world, from your smartphone or your computer, from American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. You can call them at 855-955-HVAC.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
You have no idea how impressive that is.
Because I'm close to the edge.
Wow, top of his head. Very impressive. All right, Rick, what's your question?
The question is it too late in the season to stain a deck? Some people say it's too cold. Some people say it's okay. I'm just not 100% sure.
No, it's as long as we can keep the, you know, you can do it in a few days when it's not going to rain. We're not going to get any moisture. It's actually the perfect time. Because the stain will cure a little bit more slowly. The biggest mistake that everybody makes is you not only have to clean the deck, but you have to sand the deck. You have to open up the fibers of the wood that occurs over time as the sun hits it, and that is the best way to make sure that you ensure that the stain, you know, a semi-transparent colored stain, gets absorbed into the wood. So I would say, you know, the way the weather is right now, if it holds like this for the next couple of weeks, you're good to go.
Okay.
All right, hold the line. We will take care of you. Any whiny staff questions? Sandberg, what do you have?
It's not a staff question. I just have a tip for Lou that
Wait, Lou, you got a pen?
Hold on. Wait 1 second.
All right, Sandberg's got a tip for you.
I'm sure she's right, so I'm not going to, I'm absolutely going to write it down.
So if you are sensitive to unnatural lights, like the bright light that comes off your cable box.
How about the light in here?
The power strips, yeah. Actually, this might help you as well.
Yeah.
I don't like any unnatural light. And when the rooms are dark and you can see the blue light from the cable box or the power strips have orange lights and things, that drives me crazy.
Uh-huh.
So I use...
Wow.
I've tried a few different things.
Wow.
And I've decided that black hockey tape that you put at the bottom of the stick is the best thing to use to cover it because it bends easier than like electrical tape because you want to go black because these devices are always black. And it and you can put it around the little on-off switch on the power strip. It's like
so it's
malleable.
Stylish and it covers it.
Wait. But what so the thing that bothers finished? You... Wait. I'm just trying to figure this out.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the power strip that has a little red light where the switch goes on and off,
yes.
That little red light bothers
when the light,
you?
When the room is dark and I see that glow coming from under the dresser, we've got a real problem.
Wow.
So, Steve, I guess I can take...
Can we get Pat on the line? Can we get... Does he know all this?
He does, but he...
Well, if you ever watch Comcast at night, he goes, you know, he's blinking out, and I actually blink.
Is it like sending code? He's like
sending
code?
Yeah, what he says is, look, she's really hot, but she's nuts,
right.
And I need help.
But the black hockey tape works best. You can layer it if you need to. It's better than the black electrical tape, and it's nice and uniform on all the things. So, and, Steve, I could put it on your eyelids, I suppose.
You know what I need? I need, you know, it's like
they'd
the football
days.
They'd
be going way above and beyond. The
no, you know, I need, you know, this, I need eye black.
Yeah.
So I need eye black under my
so
eyes.
So one little tip that we've done this before. I've seen this done in television production because they, you know, they always need to take that light out the tape. You can take nail polish on those little lights and, you know, black nail polish, which you can buy, of course.
Yeah.
And a couple of coats on there and then just permanently cover it with that and it'll stay.
All right.
Then you have no tape. Then you don't have to worry about... I don't like that the tape is not uniform on the...
Oh, don't try and outdo me, Lou. With a better solution.
Right.
I got to tell you.
What I just said is probably true, that when you put the tape on there, it has to be just right.
Yeah. Well, if you know in my house, these are perfectly cut squares, and they look pretty darn good.
By the way, Lou, Mary's not listening now. Mary Sandberg, I'm talking about now.
Right.
But yesterday she told us about one of her 47 match set of wine, you know, stemware that was slightly an inch and a half to the left of the others, and it was a DEFCON 5 situation.
You know, our daughter Sportsnet
House.
Our daughter Carmen over the summer worked at Anthropology,
uh-huh.
And one of the things that they had to do at night when they get the store ready for the next day was to make sure that all of the hangers were finger spaced perfectly on the rack.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah,
if you give
the people you work with the finger.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that would be like an absolute perfect job for Mary to be like the inspector.
Oh, yeah. I worked at Gap, and I did the denim wall, and it was perfect.
Right. Okay. He's a saint. He is a saint. There are times, he is going straight to heaven.
You know, Sandberg, there are times when I'm standing close enough to you that I can actually hear the echo of the voices in your head.
Right. Right.
Luke,
right.
Can you hear us blinking?
Right. I can. And I see that on the bottom of Steve's shoes it says, help me, on both on the bottom.
And I wonder if Dave Ennett has any questions at this point. Apparently not.
Dave, no.
Thorn is exploding.
No. Your thorn is exploding.
Wow.
Lou,
wow. I didn't know you had a thorn.
My buckthorn is exploding.
Don't worry,
I never
soon
knew
when
winter
comes,
me to
it'll
ask
all
a
die
question
off.
Or not.
At least the buck isn't there anymore.
I got 30 seconds. Any other questions from you guys? No? No? Everybody's good?
Yeah. Everything is perfect.
Right. After that.
God bless. God bless all the veterans listening today. And we I know I speak for myself and everybody there. We so appreciate everything you've done for us. So God bless them.
Well said. Thank you. We continue live from Crystal Gardens at Navy Pier with a big story next on 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
On this Veterans Day, I know you're thinking about the ones that you love and the ones that have served on your behalf and our behalf. And throughout the show, you guys, feel free, bring it up. My father, Ralph Cochran, World War II. Proud member of the Army Air Corps before they even called it the Air Force. And, you know, as time allows, we'll try to maybe get to a few phone calls or texts in regards to that as well. There's a cool organization that I have supported through the past several years, and I think you ought to as well. Jamie Nelson's here, Executive Director of Operation Support Our Troops, OSOT. And they do a number of things, including a huge concert every summer, but... Jamie, the core mission is to get these boxes of needs overseas to those serving on our behalf. What do you call the boxes? Yep, got a mic on her. Yes, now try it for me. I think I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
Yes. You call those what?
We call it comfort and care packages,
yes.
And we still are shipping out over 300 a month. We're actually wrapping up our stocking program right now.
And these are boxes that somehow you managed to get 25 pounds... Or more of items in that are sent overseas. Because so many people go, well, I'd love to send a care package overseas, but I don't know how to do it. You guys take care of that.
We take care of that. You simply go on our website, osotamerica.org, and add your loved one's or friend's name to our list, and we'll ship them a box. So.
Now, today, our sponsor here, Fifth Third, you got a bunch of employees working on packing?
We do. They gave us the opportunity, along with Jewel, to bring in items, and people can pack a stocking, and we will take it back to the warehouse to ship out this next week. So, yes.
I know you hear from troops all the time on what this means, but what type of anecdotal things are they saying to you?
They love getting the items. They love knowing that people are still thinking about them back home as we head into our 15th year of operations. It's nice that the community around here still cares enough to provide us with all the donated items. But they need the toothpaste, the toothbrushes, they need the candy and the snacks. So very, very appreciative when they get those.
So for every 20, is it 25 bucks still?
It is a little bit more than that
50?
Sometimes. Yeah, about
26.50.
It's still about $1 a pound to ship out those boxes, so yes.
Point being, I can go on your website and donate and literally sponsor a box, even if I don't know anybody that's serving right now.
Exactly. And people do it all the time, so it's helpful.
All right. And the website again to do that is?
OSOTAmerica.org.
Andrea, say hi to Jamie.
Jamie, how are you? Thank
Good.
You for all that you do. I have a friend who's a captain in the Marines, and they receive the care packages and the pizzas and whatnot when he was overseas as well. Is it best if people want to donate? I know everybody wants to start collecting or buying things. Is it best to do a monetary donation?
It is if you're wanting to help with shipping. Part of it is we have some locations out in the suburbs they can drop it off, but primarily our location is in Naperville, so it depends on how easy it is to get items to us. I always recommend people go on the website and look to see what we're most in need of. We always are looking for things, simple things, even like iTunes gift cards and those kind of things to pop in the box is a nice surprise. Yeah. So
I know in talking to Deb, one of your founders in years past, volunteers was always a big deal. But then you got to a point where you had so many volunteers, you didn't have enough work for them. Where are you at in that process?
It's kind of swinging the other way now. We have plenty of items, but we're back to needing more volunteers to come in and pack. We're also looking for volunteers who'd like to come help at this type of an event with special events and talking about our organization to schools or other outside groups. So we're
Can they sign up on the website for that too?
Absolutely. They just sign up under Become a Member, and we'll talk to you about what you want to help us out with.
And how do you come to the cause?
I live in Naperville as well. And I did one of those online applications, so they do sometimes work. So I fall into that small percentage. Part of what I think attracted, or I know part of what attracted me, is I have a military background. I am a Air Force veteran, so that was a nice tie-in for me with the organization. I understand the language. It's all coming back.
Well, thank you for your service. Where did you serve?
I was out at Travis Air Force Base.
Okay, and stay in touch with your buddies, I'm sure?
Some of them, yes, I do. I was in before the age of social media, so if you didn't have a paper address when you left or they moved and forgot to tell you where they went, so trying to find some of them still, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're not that hard to find. Find Jamie.
No.
Jamie Nelson, Executive Director, Operations Support Our Troops. You can make a cash donation and literally sponsor a box. You can also go by, I think Jewel Lasco does signage and stuff for you guys as well, don't they?
Yes, and actually we're having a shop and drop at 6 locations today. There's one downtown, Countryside, Orland Park, Libertyville, Carroll Stream. I know I'm forgetting one of the locations, but we're out there today with our volunteers and with Fifth Third Bank volunteers for the day doing a shop and drop there.
I'm glad it's going so well, and I salute all your volunteers and all the folks and all the Fifth Third folks who are helping you out today.
Oh, yeah. We so appreciate them coming and doing this.
All right. It's Operation Support Our Troops. Volunteer, kick some cash in, but help make sure one of these packages gets overseas to somebody that's serving on your behalf and mine. Freedom isn't free. It only costs $25 and change.
Yes.
How's that?
That sounds great.
Not too bad. Broadcasting live from the 3rd Annual Veterans Hiring and Resource Fair at Navy Pier, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank and Illinois Patriot Education Fund. You'll hear much more from both of those groups as the show rolls on. Patrick Sheehan's your Chief Development Strategy Officer at Navy Pier. And, you know, it's funny I mentioned 108 years. Happy 100th birthday to you.
Thank you very much,
You look good for an old guy.
You think so.
Yeah, 100 years at Navy Pier.
100 years at Navy Pier.
So when this was conceptualized 100 years ago, and I don't want to make you the Navy Pier historian, you couldn't have imagined this.
We couldn't have imagined this. You know, originally the municipal pier was opened in 1916 as part of Burnham's plan. And over the years, it has served many purposes. But I think today we should really pay homage to the service that it's given our country over that time. And it's quite a rich history.
A lot of veteran ceremonies, important historic events, right?
A lot of ceremonies, a lot of important events, a lot of training here. For World War II and World War I.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Very much so. And even a former president trained here in the Air Force. And,
which one?
George H.W. Bush.
Is that right?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Cool. I did not know
that.
I did
not know that. Today, you're doing a cool thing for vets. Explain for vets who are maybe in the car on their way down now what you're doing.
Sure. Today is Veterans Day, as we all know, and we certainly are proud to partner with Fifth Third Bank and all the other sponsors of the Veterans Fair today. And all veterans, active military, and their families can come to the pier, take part in the fair, and also ride the Centennial Wheel, which is right behind us, for free. So we invite all veterans, active military, and their families to come to the pier.
How do they identify themselves as vets? They have to drop and give you 20?
Well... You know.
right. Only for your amusement. It's veterans' IDs of some kind.
Veterans' IDs, just, yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Andrea?
We need to ride that new Ferris wheel.
I haven't ridden it yet.
I haven't ridden it yet.
No, we need to go ride
it's
it.
It's so cool. Yeah,
we'll take the mics up there.
Patrick will crank the speed up when we're on it. Faster. As this day goes on, the job fair itself, I believe they start talking to applicants at 8. Is that right? Yeah.
That's right.
8 a.m. But that doesn't mean you can't come down early and say hi to us and hang around here in beautiful Crystal Gardens.
That's right.
And thank you for the help of the lights.
No problem.
Yeah, we appreciate it. The lights are very important to the greenery here. They're also very important to me not losing my mind before 10 o'clock. So thank you for the help.
Absolutely.
For people that want to come by Navy Pier, and by the way, did you know Navy Pier, I think I'm right about this, Navy Pier is still the number one or two tourist attraction in the state, isn't it?
Number one in the Midwest.
Number one in the Midwest.
We have nearly 9 million guests come here every year.
Wow. We last year we were asking, is it true that it's 1 mile from the start of the pier? If you walk to the back and then walk back again, is it 1 mile?
That's actually a little over a mile.
See?
The distance of the pier is about 3/4 of a mile.
Oh.
So it's a mile and a half.
And I love how you're always reinventing and adding new restaurants and things like that, too. And that beer garden, the hidden beer garden, that really not a lot of people know about.
Dave, you know where that is.
Fantastic.
Yes, I do, Steve.
Great entertainment.
I've walked past it.
Dave finds it by smell. He's like a Doberman.
Oh, right.
a drunk Doberman. Patrick, thank you very
much.
Thank
you. Thank you all for being here. And we're excited to have you today and to welcome all the veterans.
And we look forward to talking to some of those folks when they come in later as well. We'll continue from Navy Pier and Crystal Gardens next. When you come in, just come upstairs to Crystal Gardens. We're in the back because that's where Patrick thought we'd be safest. Didn't want to really ruin the real estate values here. But come back and say hi as you fill out your applications and do your interviews. And maybe even bring home a puppy from Paws. So we got a lot going on here today. We look forward to meeting you. And more coming up on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
We continue live from the 3rd Annual Veterans Hiring and Resource Fair, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank and Illinois Patriot Education Fund. Before we get to football, Coach Fitz, sponsored by
the Fields Auto Group.
And welcome, Coach. I know how much the cause of vets mean to you, and you know, it's not a trite statement. You devote a lot of time to the cause, as we do, and I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate all those that... great men and women that have served our country, that have defended our freedom, and we cannot thank them enough. And, you know, we've got three members of our football family currently. One of our assistant recruiting staff members, one of our assistant strength coaches, and then Tom Ruby, one of our great players that are all three veterans. And the list goes on and on of great Wildcats that have served our country. But we want to say thank you to all of our veterans, and we wouldn't be able to have the freedom and the liberty that we have without you. So thank you very much.
It's tomorrow, before you know it, and you're in Purdue, and it's a game that you're supposed to win in a walk. But let's back it up just a touch here. Two very difficult games against two of the best teams in the country. And last week in particular, I thought the defense was stellar.
Yeah, we had our opportunities in the last 2 weeks, and if we keep talking about it and focus on them, we'll end up having a repeat performance tomorrow. You know, our focus has been on what we needed to do this week to get prepared, and I think the guys had a really solid week. You know, a week that was full of, you know, obviously more than football, and you know, I think the guys have focused when it's come time to football, and now we need to take it with us down to West Lafayette.
And they've had their challenges, and, you know, this on paper should be a big day for Justin Jackson, and Thorson will throw 900 passes, but you can't assume anything, right?
Well, that's why we go play the game. I've been very impressed with what Coach Parker's done since he's taken over. I know they haven't had a win yet in his three games, but this team is playing very hard. Sometimes when you have a coaching change, you know, if your team is older or veteran, sometimes they pack it in and say, you know what, my senior year is kind of a wash. I'm just going to move on mentally and physically. You know, this team that we're playing in Purdue is somewhat younger, and they've been invigorated, really impressed by the way their young men are playing and the way they're being coached. So it's going to be a great challenge, no doubt. They're plus nine, I believe, in the turnover ratio in the first half. They've been winning the last three games at halftime. So we need to go down there and start fast and get off on the right foot.
Pat, you've been involved in a lot of low-scoring defensive struggles so far this year, but you look at Purdue's ability to throw the ball, and you look at your own passing attack, two of the better passing games in the Big Ten. So do you go into this expecting kind of a shootout, even though often what you expect isn't what it turns out to be?
Yeah, you know, usually when you do, Dave, it ends up being like 3-0.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? You know, I have no idea. You know, I believe we've got a really good plan on what we want to do in all three phases. You know, I thought last year's game could be indicative of this year's game. I thought Purdue a year ago was much improved. I feel that way again this year. You know, we had a score with 4 minutes left in the game to win the game. What was it, 21-14? So three of the last four have been decided by one score or less. You know, you don't approach Wisconsin and Ohio State, in my mind, differently than you approach Purdue, Minnesota, Illinois. It's the same approach. It's the same routine. And you've got to go out. We need to go out and play 60 minutes of our style of football. We haven't done that here now
We need to find a way to get our guys to focus to be able to do that.
You told us at this time last week that the game with Wisconsin was kind of a playoff game in the Big Ten West. So now how do you sort of reprioritize what your immediate goals, obviously beating Purdue, but your goals now for the rest of the season?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, you got to reassess, and we have a ton to play for. You go from, unfortunately, having a chance to win a championship to now that, that's by the wayside. You kind of cover that up on the goal board, and you look at what our next goals are, and that's obviously to get to 1-0 this week, and then put ourselves in position to get into the postseason. And then once we get to that, we'll reassess again. So I think the guys understand. Disappointed, absolutely, but still understand we have a lot to play for, and hopefully we see that type of energy and enthusiasm here on Saturday.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you fly. Have a great Saturday at Purdue, and thank you again for the work you do with Vets.
Yeah, well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate what you do and what everybody does there at WGN, and again, to all of our great men and women that have served our country. Thank you so much. Go Cats.
There you go. Cats and Purdue tomorrow. Kickoff, when, Dave?
Kickoff tomorrow will be at 11 o'clock. We'll be on from West Lafayette at 10:30 tomorrow morning. And again, Coach Fitz, sponsored by the Fields Auto Group.
Broadcasting live from the 3rd Annual Veterans Hiring and Resource Fair at Navy Pier, sponsored by 5th Third Bank and Illinois Patriot Education Fund. Recognizing staff, family vets, Sergeant Noah Phillips, served the United States August 24th, 1981 to 2010. Couple of tours of Iraqi Freedom and Timor as well. It's Timor, isn't it? Timor? Timor, yeah, as well. So Sergeant Noah Phillips. Who is that? Little brother? Big brother? Little brother. We salute that service as well. What about your dad?
My dad, Mike Darlis. He was a private first class United States Army for 6 years. And I have to recognize my uncles, George, Pete, Denny, and Alex, who were also all active duty military, Navy, Air Force, and Marines as well. So big
Mary,
military
Dave?
Family.
Yes, my dad, Babe Valera Vandeveld, was in the Army Air Corps.
The legend.
Yes. He was a legend. Yes, he was.
You and I talked about that at one point, the Army Air Corps, because my father was, you know, Army Air Corps.
Yeah, he was out in the Pacific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Dave?
Dave is
he's visiting. Kibitzing with the public.
Not even with the dogs.
He's one
I'm
with
sorry.
The people.
I thought he was with the dogs.
He's with the people.
Dave, is there a vet you want to recognize?
My grandfather, who fought in World War One, and he's been gone for many years, but when I was a young boy, told me some great stories about his days, and I still have some pictures of him in his Army uniform.
What was Grandpa Ennett's name?
It was Ben.
Ben Ennett?
Mm-hmm.
Right, there you go. Sandberg, anybody you want to throw out there?
I have a few, but I don't know their titles and things like that.
Their titles? Their ranks?
Thanks to all of them.
Thanks to all of them. Yeah. Why don't you text Dick and have him give you some info?
Yeah, he's going to be disappointed. My generation doesn't know that heritage as well.
No, here's the thing. It's not your generation. It's you, because you're focused on a flashing light on your cable box.
This is true.
That's really the issue.
Can
here.
I thank my two grandpas as well? I forgot.
Of course.
Yeah, Adolf Van Leeuwen and Frank Vandeveld. They were both in World War One.
For us, right?
Yes, and Adolf was in the French... he was actually in the French army for a while, but he was in the trenches.
For us. Did you just say for us?
Yeah. I think it's an important question.
Well, it's true. They came from Belgium.
They came from Belgium.
But he died with a silver bullet an inch from his heart.
Oh. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Adolf. He lived to be 87, too, so didn't affect it.
All right, is the governor standing by? All right, let's go there now. Governor Rauner. At 7:23, we're live from Crystal Gardens at Navy Pier, and we're getting we're setting the stage actually for a big hiring fair for vets today. Vets will come here today; they'll get jobs. And Lakeshore Paws is picking up the cost for vets to adopt dogs as well. So it's a good day, as all Veterans Day should be. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Steve. I hope you're having a very blessed Veterans Day today.
Thank you for that. Is there a veteran in your life you'd like to remember or recognize?
Well, there are several. There are many members of my family. My father was a Navy veteran from the Korean War. My great uncle served in World War II, and many of my cousins are active duty military, and God bless them all.
No doubt about it. You doing breakfast today?
Yeah, so here in Springfield this morning, I'm at the Hy-Vee grocery store. We're serving free hot breakfast to veterans around Sangamon County, which is wonderful. And then I'm going to drive up with our team to Champaign-Urbana, and the Champaign West Rotary Club is hosting a wonderful Veterans Day event with many veterans and ceremonies. We'll do that later this morning, and then we'll drive back to Springfield this afternoon, and our Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs is hosting a Veterans Day event as well. It'll be meeting with many veterans here.
Governor, good morning. I know this day is very important to you. You've just announced also a military holiday card drive. Talk about that a little bit. It's in partnership with the USO?
Well, yes, that's right. We have two major initiatives I'd like to tell you, all your listeners, about. One is we're partnering with the USO of Illinois for the 2016 holiday card drive. And basically, we've got from now until the end of November for everybody to send in holiday cards to active duty military men and women and veterans via the USO of Illinois, which is at 333 South Wabash Avenue on the 16th floor in Chicago, 60604. But you can send cards there, and then those will be dispersed to veterans and to active duty military around the world through the USO. It's a wonderful program.
Did you say there was a second initiative you wanted to mention?
Yeah, so the other thing, obviously we're all today spending the day honoring, remembering, and celebrating our veterans and our active duty military men and women. But we in Illinois decided this past year we want to go beyond that. So the entire month of November through our Department of Veterans Affairs, we've started something called Serving Those Who Serve. The entire month of November. Basically, we're encouraging everybody in Illinois who'd like to get involved and give back, find ways to help our veterans. You can come to Illinois.gov, the website, Illinois.gov, and click on the button that says Serving Those Who Serve. And if you enter your zip code, you'll get printed out a list of all the projects, the initiatives going on within your part of the state or within your neighborhood that you might be able to participate in, whether it's foods service, whether it's construction for housing for veterans, whether it's mentoring or tutoring or training, whether it's clothing drives, whatever. There are many, many initiatives to help veterans who need our support. They're listed all there around the state at Illinois.gov, Serving Those Who Serve, and we're encouraging everybody throughout the month of November to get involved with that.
It's both very good ideas, and we'll post both to the Steve Cochran Show pages at Twitter at Cochran Show, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook, and of course, you can get the podcast and all the details at WJNRadio.com and the WJN Radio app. All right, a couple of political things before I let you go, and that is, where are we on the budget situation, and are the four tops going to be meeting with you anytime soon?
Well, we're very focused on trying to get prompt bipartisan action to get a truly balanced budget alongside reforms to grow our economy and create more jobs, which is critically important for our prosperity, along with the reforms to protect taxpayers. We have formally invited the four leaders in the General Assembly to meet with us on Monday, either in Chicago or Springfield. My understanding is three of the four leaders have so far responded affirmatively to that, and we're hopeful that we'll get this come together and we'll set a good positive tone for the upcoming meetings with the General Assembly.
And I think you know this. I was not a Trump supporter, but I'm saying now, and I'd be curious to get your take on this, and Andrea brought this up off the air as well. There's no options here other than support the president-elect, in my mind and in my view, because this is how we move forward as a country. And I was heartened by President Obama and Donald Trump, two people that don't like each other very much, as they've made it clear in the past, doing the right thing for the office he holds and the office that Trump is about to take over. It's just too important not to try to find a unified path going forward. Where are you on that?
Well, Steve, I strongly, strongly agree with you. I think it's very important that we put this election behind us. Elections are tough, and this one was particularly difficult and grueling. And we focus on today and the future and making Illinois strong and a wonderful place for everyone on an inclusive basis, wonderful place for everybody who lives in Illinois. And we do the same thing for America. you know, when I first became governor, one of the earliest things I did was travel to Washington, D.C., visit President Obama in the White House, meet with his leaders of his various departments. And over the past 2 years, I've talked with them and tried to have a good, positive working relationship with leaders in the Obama administration. I think that is very much in the interest of the people of Illinois. And I'll try to do the same thing with the Trump administration, try to work with them and do good things, bipartisan basis, to help the people of Illinois.
Just sounds funny to hear Trump and administration back to back. I thought we were playing Jeopardy for a second. Last word for you, Andrea.
And so, Governor, just to reiterate again, the USO program, the cards, which you can now donate to, and then your other initiative, too, that all is in effect right now. So if people want to start sending the cards, the holiday cards, they can start doing that now?
Yes, exactly right. We're underway. We're partnering with the USO of Illinois. It's the 2016 Holiday Card Drive. USO of Illinois is located at 333 South Wabash Avenue on the 16th floor in Chicago, 60604. From now through November 30th, through the end of the month, folks can coordinate with USO, send in cards, and those will be dispersed to our military active duty and their families, along with some veterans. That's a very, very special initiative. It's much appreciated by our men and women in uniform. And the other initiative, very important, everybody can get involved around the state. Come to Illinois.gov and click on the button, Serving Those Who Serve. Type in your zip code, and you'll get a list of the various projects and initiatives and programs around the state where you can volunteer or members of your family can participate to help veterans in all sorts of different ways. And so it's a wonderful initiative that goes on the entire month of November.
As Governor Rauner, the Illinois Patriot Education Fund, which provides scholarships in Illinois for military family members, is one of our sponsors here today. I know you're familiar with Mr. Slaby and the work he does, but I also, Governor, am pleased to note again the work of Fifth Third Bank, because you've very actively encouraged businesses to get involved in veterans' causes, and they are one of the best, and that they're the folks funding this job fair today.
Well, they're wonderful. We owe them a great debt of gratitude. It's terrific to see that support. And, you know, in Illinois, it's so wonderful the way, whether it's our small businesses or our families come together to support our veterans and support each other. And Illinois is such a wonderful, warm, welcoming, inclusive place. And our veterans are our heroes. They are our heroes. They sacrifice to keep us safe, defend our democracy and freedom and America's values around the world. And we owe them an incredible debt of gratitude we can never fully repay. But things like today, celebrating and honoring them is so wonderful and so special. We've done everything we can in our administration to sponsor bills and sign legislation to support veterans and their families. And Diane and I, for years, as private citizens before going into public service, we've been very involved in whether it's honor flights for our veterans, whether it's the Navy SEALs Foundation,
sure,
or scholarship fund or honor flights. We've always tried to get involved and help our veterans, and we encourage everybody to do the same. They're our heroes.
Thanks for your time, Governor, and good luck with breakfast today. Don't burn anything.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody. Have a very blessed Veterans Day.
See you later. Is he a good cook? I don't know.
You know, we covered an event where he was serving last year as well.
Yeah,
he's okay. I think he's just serving. I don't think he's actually cooking.
Oh.
I don't think. Who knows, though? Makes a mean pancake.
Be
maybe
a cool name for a restaurant, the Gov's Grill. I got a pair of tickets for the Blackhawks and the Washington Capitals. Is this for tonight, really? It's tonight's game? It says tonight. Is this? Well, that would be Wednesdays, wouldn't it? Let's go with today's plug. I got a pair of tickets for the Blackhawks in Montreal on Sunday. Pete McMurray over there licking his chops. Cochran's starting to lose it. I could have a gig in a week. Sunday night. And you're entered to win four-season tickets for next year as well, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons, find them online at fourseasonsheatingandcooling.com or on Facebook. Again, this is tickets for Sunday night with the Hawks and Montreal. Montreal, the best in the East. The Hawks, the hottest team in the West. And you're going to go and qualify for the season tickets for next year. Again, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Caller 7's a winner. Bennett's back at the tower, about to take your calls. 312-981-7200. Caller 7, you're in. And we're back with a big story next on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
He's the worst quarterback that has played in the NFL the last 5 years.
Period.
Loser. And that's embarrassing. We look like losers.
And they weren't ready.
weren't ready. He went from all Sean to some Sean to no Sean in about a month here. If you're not going to help us, get out of the damn way.
Period.
It's almost like he's paralyzed by indecision. And folks,
I got a better word for it, Danny. How about, could it be possible this kid takes scared to death pill?
Oh, I miss the boys. They're back this weekend. The Bears are back, and so are the Three Bears.
That's why the conference room's been so clean. That's why there's been no pizza boxes and
the big salad.
And crushed up beer cans.
I noticed there were no coyotes or raccoons looking for scraps in the hallways of the Tribune Tower. It's usually what happens on a Monday when food's left behind.
Right.
Hamp is back and sponsored by our friends at ChevyDriveChicago.com. We have two, pardon me, I'm all choked up. We have two major celebrities that will chime in before this segment's over and ask questions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dave and I have been here all morning.
I said major celebrities.
Yeah.
One a much bigger star than the other. One looking for work, one turning down work.
Yeah.
Right and left. So we'll get to that in a second. But Hamp, welcome back. I missed you.
Well, I think, you know, the Bears have played once in the last 23 days. It's hard to believe after, you know, what the Cubs were able to accomplish. But, hey, we're back ready for some football.
And the North is now, I can't believe I'm saying this. Yeah, this is not the team to necessarily do it, but it's gettable, Hamp. It really is.
It truly is astonishing. Hey, nobody thought that on Veterans Day the Bears would be 2-6, and yet with seven games to go, they're only two games out. Hey, I've never seen a season really kind of play out like this, especially in the NFC North. And every once in a while, you're dealt a hand that you cannot walk away from. This is an opportunity. With the team getting healthy, where hey, a lot of good things happened a week ago Monday night. If they can build on that, who knows what can happen?
I'd like to identify myself, Dave Ennett, now as a complete hypocrite. Many of you already knew that, but I was the guy that used to make fun of. Remember when Seattle won the West with a 7-9 record,
right?
And the Giants and whoever in the East were fighting it out at 8-8 a couple of times, and mm-hmm. I went, "That's not football."
Steve,
I'll take
I was
it, Hamp.
Right behind you in line when we're
yeah, I'll take it.
But really though, it's realistic because you look at Minnesota struggling all of a sudden. They got to go to Washington this week. That's a losable game for them. Green Bay has struggled, so it's not out of the question. The question though, Hamp, is can the Bears be consistent enough? I mean, yeah, they showed something in that Monday night game, but can they be consistent enough to put a run together now that they've got a little bit healthier? And they've gotten some rest and make themselves a factor.
Well, we're going to find out. And first things first, we know that, hey, just like deja vu all over again, well, Tampa Bay, we've beaten them the last three times we've played them. But this young kid, Jameis Winston, has kind of gotten on a little bit of a roll the last 3 weeks. He's playing really well. He's got Mike Evans back off the concussion protocol. They may have Doug Martin, their running back. They're not going to go down easy, but just say we win. And then we go to New York. Well, the Giants, they're kind of like a work in progress, much like the Bears. They're beatable. And then we come back home against the Tennessee Titans. That's doable. Now, you win those three games, you're setting not only on the bus, but you're on the front seat, not in the driver's seat, but on the front seat. And that's where we need to think about being when we get to the end of November.
Yeah, in the bus, in the front seat, that's where Mom left the snacks. So there's a lot of wins there. As you go forward into this weekend here on this Veterans Day, Hamp, I know how much the time you've contributed as well to veterans causes, and I salute you for that. But any particular message you want to throw out there?
Well, the two things about it is, and We approached this subject on Pro Football Weekly yesterday, and a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but the number one reason, and they did a massive poll, and I looked at it pretty hard, and everybody says, well, the viewing habits have changed, and the officials are bad, and some teams are really sloppy, and I actually said, well, look, I don't know what a tackle is anymore. I don't know what a catch is anymore, but the far and away overarching number one reason is this, you know, Kaepernick-inspired, fueled show of, you know, disrespect for the country and kneeling during the national anthem. Now, a lot of people want to, you know, go off and say that's not – it's exactly what's going on. And you know what? A lot of these people across the country, the actual lifeblood of the NFL, you know, fandom, hey, they're red-blooded Americans that don't want anybody denigrating America in any form or fashion. And, you know, that's the thing here that everybody has to realize, that we have a great country and we can have, you know, diverse opinions. But one thing should be a common denominator, and that is our love and belief in our country. And it's affected the NFL. And, yes, the ratings are down. And to the credit of the Bears, you know, none of the players have joined in to that movement. But I got to tell you, a lot of people go, you know, why doesn't more NFL owners take the stance of Jerry Jones? And Jerry Jones is from my hometown. But he basically said, hey, I own the stage and you're a performer. And if you don't perform the way we expect you to, then, you know, we've got a, you know, we got a big problem. And all I can tell you is, you know, this whole thing about the disrespect and the show, all that, hopefully very soon we're going to have a way of kind of binding the wounds and coming back together.
As we go forward as well on this Veterans Day, we got a couple of celebrity guests, and one of which just happens to be the star of one of the great movies of all time, as your other celebrity guest was telling me a moment ago, Role Models. I think Role Models is something that we can all sit down and enjoy as a family, grandma, all the way through.
Absolutely.
40-year-old virgin.
Another family favorite.
Best in Show.
I'm sorry?
Best in Show.
Best in Show. Favorites. All of those fine. Look, Jane Lynch is here. Jane Woo! Lynch is here.
Hey there.
Jane Lynch is here, star of Glee as well. And by the way, Jane Lynch, one of the finest football coaches in America.
Indeed.
As well.
Indeed.
And Ham, she tells me the last great sporting event in Chicago that she enjoyed was Super Bowl 85.
Yep, 1985.
How about that, buddy?
Well, I'm flattered, but a lot of stuff happened pretty good since then.
Well, I'm a fair-weathered fan, so now I'm back because of the Cubs.
Do you have a specific hard-hitting football question for the Hall of Famer Dan Hampton?
Not a question, no. I would just like to opine. And please don't challenge me on it because I'm not good at debate. Okay. But I think one man's denigration of the country is another man's form of protest and having their voice being heard. And to say that a team owner or a coach should tell a player how to express themselves because they own the team is about as close to fascism as you're going to get.
Listen,
so if a guy wants to take a knee for the national anthem, it's his, he has every right to do it. And it's not denigration to me, but it might be to you, Dan. And that's, you know, the great thing about the country. We can have differing opinions.
You're exactly right. And yes, ma'am, I understand everyone's got their own opinion. I'm just saying that if you went in and told your boss, you know, that his wife was very unattractive or whatever, you have
false
right
equivalence.
But
false.
The boss has the right to say, okay, pack up, you don't have a job anymore. And that could be fascism in your interpretation, but...
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think that's fascism at all.
You know, this is, you know, the NFL is a form of entertainment, and to the credit of what should I say? The vast, far and away majority of the players, they understand. Hey, this is it's a form of enjoyment and entertainment, and they don't want to join in any type of.
Is that true? The vast majority of people feel that way?
Well, the majority of the players.
Is that true?
The majority, yeah, it is actually true. Yeah. Majority of players. But having said that, as we come back here on Fox and MSNBC, having said that, on this Veterans Day, the reason we celebrate, this is only in the interest of time, that the reason we celebrate Veterans Day is because those who fight and those who have fought and the families, which we should talk more about, the husbands and wives and moms and brothers and sisters
Absolutely.
Who are here, those folks allow this type of discussion to go on.
Absolutely.
And the grown-ups in the room Jame Lynch and Hamp talking about this on different sides of this. This is why we're
a
lucky
great country.
To be here.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is the greatest country in the world. You can disagree.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, follow this.
Wow.
Pete McMurray.
I don't know what to say.
Pete McMurray's here. Pete, we only have time for you to say hi, Hamp.
Hamp, I love you.
I love you too, Pete. And work on your picks next time, will you, please?
He's right. Killing me on Fox.
Speaking of, you guys are on Fox when?
Sunday mornings, 10 a.m.
All right. More with Jane Lynch coming up. We're going to bring in other people that she can argue with. Stand by for that.
But, I'm a lover, not a fighter, Steve.
I know that. Let's go with picks. Dave Ennett, who have you got?
Well, I'm picking the Bears this week. It might be the last time I do, but I'm going to go Bears 24 and Tampa Bay 17.
All right. I've got Bears a little bigger than that, 27-13.
Very nice. And Steve, we always fall into this trap thinking, okay, here we go. We can believe in them. I got to believe, but 28-10, the Bears really have a great effort down in Tampa.
Yeah, and Jane's predicting the Bears will win the 85 Super Bowl.
Indeed.
Yes. Big overdoing.
Hot dog.
Yeah, hot dog. All right, buddy. Thank you. From ChevyDriveChicago.com. Go Bears.
Your phone drop.
That's Dan Hampton, and we'll come back in a second and talk with our friends from Fifth Third Bank about what's happening here and getting jobs for vets and all the good things at Crystal Gardens at Navy Pier.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
You are about to board the Sue Sylvester Express. Destination? Horror.
Get a haircut? Looks awful.
You do with your depressing little group of kids what I did with my wealthy elderly mother. Euthanize it. That was the most offensive thing I've seen in 20 years of teaching, and that includes an elementary school production of Hair.
What do you want, Ladyface?
Well, I may buy a small diaper for your chin because it looks like a baby's ass. This is what we call a total disaster, ladies. I'm going to ask you to smell your armpits. I'd love to stay and chat, but I got a satellite interview. That's lingo again. For an interview, be a satellite.
It is 8:12. Today's show from the Veterans Hiring and Resource Fair at Navy Pier, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank and the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. Dean Richards is live. Where are you, in L.A.? Hello, Dean. Over.
Hello there. Yeah, Los Angeles, California.
Is it something you said to Jane Lynch because she's in Chicago?
I'm at her house. She doesn't know that I've broken into her house.
And did you know Dean's at your house right now? Oh, there's a button right there on that blue box. Push that in.
God, I need my mic on, don't I?
Well, you know why? Because any move like that in L.A. would be a union violation, and you'd be paying a lot of money.
That's absolutely right. We can do it in Chicago.
So Dean's at your house.
Dean is at my house. Will you feed my dog? Because I completely forgot.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
isn't that terrible?
I've fed the dog already.
Oh, good.
And making some coffee right now.
Oh, good. Don't you love Keurigs?
Beautiful digs.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. The weird thing is, we came in here this morning. Jane looks fabulous, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And we came in this morning, and it was kind of quiet. And then out of one of the giant plants, Jane just rustled and just got up and came in. Apparently, she slept in a plant last night here at the Crystal Gardens.
I was waiting for you. I was so excited for this interview.
Yeah, it's a big moment for you.
It is.
Yeah.
Peak experience. Already, I'm enjoying it so much.
And just moments ago, Jane and I shared a moment when she got mammed and I got sirred, and neither one of us are happy about it. You punk kids.
That's right, a cool room that you're in, the Crystal Garden.
Yeah,
there.
It's really nice.
What are you doing in L.A.?
I'm going to be interviewing the cast of Bad Santa 2 today, Steve.
Jane doesn't like any of those people.
No, I don't like Billy Bob Thornton. No, I actually do. I think he's a wonderful actor.
Billy Bob Thornton, Kathy Bates. I'm excited to talk with her today.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit ashamed how much I like the first Bad Santa movie. If you like the first one, you're going to like this one, too. It's super irreverent, and I think may have broken the record for F-bomb drops in a movie.
I love that movie, too, Bad Santa, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, that's not a review, is it, Dean?
No, I'm not allowed to review the movie, Steve, until opening day, as you know.
Oh. Let's talk about another fine holiday film, Amy Adams in Arrival.
that's
bringing joy to everyone.
Right.
Yes.
When you think holiday season, when you think of this time of year of giving, you think aliens and a potential invasion of Earth. Really, this movie is kind of ironic because, you know, what we've gone through this week and, you know, Americans yelling at each other with different political views, this movie kind of brings Americans together as the Earth is facing a possible invasion from extraterrestrials. That's always a problem. That's going to screw up your weekend no matter what. Everybody knows that.
Well, I've never met Amy Adams. I love her. She's terrific. Have you, Jane?
Yes, I have. She's
and what do you
lovely.
Think?
She's a wonderful person.
Does she have any bad habits we should know about?
Not that I know of. She's
How's her hygiene? Does she seem cleanly?
She's always so clean and sparkly.
Yeah, she has a nice smell.
And I haven't smelled her, but I would assume so.
Lovely hair.
Yeah, great
hair. I have smelled her many times, Steve.
Like a field of flowers?
I would say
that wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Daffodils, she's always a delightful person and extremely sniffable.
All right. And what is Almost Christmas?
Almost Christmas. What I didn't tell you anything about Arrival yet.
Well, you said Arrival. It's a bunch of spaceships that show up and Amy Adams wins in the end. Didn't you say that?
Spoiler alert.
I didn't say anything about the end. I just said that what I didn't say is that Amy Adams plays a linguist who is the only hope of communicating with these extraterrestrials. And the movie is actually quite good. We're fascinated by extraterrestrials, all things space, like that.
But I would see this movie.
Everyone except Jane is interested in that.
I'm not that big on them either.
No?
No.
But I will say, didn't they get like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes? Is that right? I
saw that in the commercial. Is that even possible?
I don't know. Hillary had a 98% chance, according to one pollster.
Yeah, how'd that work out for her?
This isn't the week we're believing pollsters.
We're not listening to pollsters.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point.
The movie is really good. It works as a drama. It works as a little white knuckler thriller. Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner is also in the movie.
I'm so over Amy Adams. What's the rating on this? You like it? You don't like it?
Oh, I love her.
I'm giving it a big B plus.
Good.
Good. Amy Adams hater.
Yeah.
An Amy Adams hater. There's
Wow, party of one on that one, by the way,
no
Steve Cochran.
Christmas movie out this week, family. Dysfunctional family comedy.
Oh, that's weird. I've never heard of that before.
That's never been
it's
done.
It's a dysfunctional family, right?
It's never been done. A holiday dysfunctional family.
Has been done before, but as I've said over and over and over again, these kinds of movies make me feel better about my own family. So I embrace these kinds of movies.
That's a good point, actually.
It's a pretty good, it's family getting together for their first Christmas after the matriarch of the family passes away. And all kinds of hell ensues as this family tries to get together again after their mom passes away. It's kind of sweet, a little bit funny. It's a good movie. You want a little escape, and I think we all could use some this week. I'm going to say Dean's List B minus on this one. I gave Arrival B plus. I'm not sure I said that.
And I want to get to the important stuff, which is Jane Lynch's career and her needs.
Yeah, thank you.
But we're going to take a break, come back, and do that. But before we do. Am I the only one that didn't get Leonard Cohen?
I got him more lately.
I never got him.
Dance Me to the End of Love was my introduction to him, and I got him. Yeah, I think he was amazing.
The reason we're bringing this up is he's no longer with us.
Right.
Passed away, yesterday, Dean?
And Hallelujah, my Lord, what a great...
He did. Hallelujah, Steve. Mm-hmm. Steve, if you haven't listened to Hallelujah...
I know Hallelujah. You know, it's a terrific
Katie
song.
Lang does a version, but his version is just... amazing, but Katie Lang's is great. Jeff Beck's is great.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson does a version
of
it.
Does she?
It's an amazing song. And
I'd like to do my own version right now.
Right now? We're short on time.
I would actually like to hear that.
Would you?
I need a little of that.
Maybe you two could find a ficus plant and enjoy that together. we'll come back. I want to find out what Jane's doing in town, back in her hometown, where she damn well ought to live, where she belongs, all of those things.
I'm wishing that there was a new Christmas album that, somebody would make.
Guess what, Dean Richards? I'm going to have a gift for you after we come back from this break. It's actually a gift for America.
More with Jane Lynch in a second. Dean sponsored by...
And Dean sponsored by our new friends at Grossinger Auto Group. We'll be calling his name.
Dean Richards, the entertainment editor. Back live at Navy Pier, Veterans Hiring and Resource Fair, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank and the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. Dean, you brought it up in the break. And I think if America needs one thing today after the week we've had, it would be a holiday album from Jane Lynch. Dean, do you agree with me?
I was sitting here in Jane's kitchen right now, going through her albums. I'm going through her albums. She has very eclectic music taste.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed just in the regular collection, not a lot of Christmas albums.
Right.
I'm thinking, I wish I could hear, I could hear Johnny Mathis anytime, Bing Crosby anytime. I want something new.
Well, that's an impossible dream.
Well, yeah, exactly. But let me just tell you, you will get a Christmas album with Jane Lynch's voice along with Kate Flannery and Tim Davis, but we will be singing the songs that will remind you
what?
Of, like, Nat King Cole.
What?
And yes, absolutely. It's a throwback album. It's kind of, we do very tight three-part harmonies.
Standards?
We do 10 standards.
Give me a couple of cuts. Like, what will we
do? We do kind of a Dave Brubeck version of We Three Kings of Orient Are. Okay. We do, let's see, the first Noel. Kind of tied in with the Paco Bell canon. It's gorgeous.
Wow.
Let's see. Up on the housetop, we do a really jazzy version of that with real tight three-part harmonies.
And is this part of the show you've done around the country with Kate?
Well, we actually have added to that. So we're doing Christmas shows now. So we're not doing that cabaret show, but it's all the same personnel. It's the
what
Tony
Guerrero.
What a cash
bonanza for you two.
It hasn't really been that. But we produced this album ourselves, and you can get it on iTunes starting today.
Today?
Yeah, Swingin' Little Christmas.
What if I went right now?
Right now, you'd have to do, if you have an Apple account, just click Purchase, and it will be downloaded to your dang library.
Swingin' Little Christmas.
Swingin' Little Christmas.
Right, what if I'm an Android type? Can I get into my Android
situation?
Absolutely.
You certainly can
my
get
my Google Play Store?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do it that way as well. It'll be on Amazon in a couple of weeks. And then if you want the actual CD itself, it will be on, we're selling it on HSN, the Home Shopping Network, on Monday night. And we're going to dress the setup very 1950s
How cool
Christmas.
Is that?
Yeah, it's going to be really neat. We're performing live 3 songs with Adam Freeman on HSN.
Well, HSN is your number one concert venue.
Yeah, indeed it is. Yeah, well, it is now. Yeah, we're making it.
I actually just went on an update for you, and you can download it right now
there
for $11.99.
Yeah.
Nice picture
kind
of cool. You by the
yeah,
tinsel
it's pretty
tree.
Cool. Yes,
great
indeed.
And this is like this is the new version of, Dean, you may remember a decade we called the 70s and the 80s. This would be a version like when a band first heard their song on the radio. Now it's when you, as an artist, your download's ready to go.
Exactly.
This is the same thing.
Isn't it great? You just have to press a button.
Press a button and you're good to go.
Jane, is this album going to be available on cassette and 8-track?
No, but it will be available. And if you go to janelynchchristmas.com, you can get the vinyl. We're actually pressing about 250 limited edition.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so I think we're selling them for $20 or something, maybe $25.
By the way, you can get the limited edition Jane Lynch vinyl record player.
And I will sign it for you, too. I'm taking care of all this. I'm mailing it out from my house.
I need a new needle.
I'm signing them one by one.
Everybody used to lose the needles?
Yeah. You had to get a new one, yep.
And remember when you had the 45s and you tried to center it because it would wobble and you lost the little plastic guy?
They put that plastic, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you sign iPhones now?
I'll sign an iPhone. Oh, okay. I've got that DocuSign. I'll send you my autograph.
Excellent.
That's fantastic. Definitely hand
this
that out.
Like,
yeah, right.
This all sounds like something from somebody who should have gotten some sort of Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, yeah. Dean, that's so funny. Listen, ironies. Ironies of ironies. Last night I accepted such an award at
what?
The Chicago Comedy Film Festival.
How is this not the lead for the entire day? Veterans first,
know.
Then you and the
well,
Lifetime
you know,
Achievement
I'm so
award.
Humble that I said, let's just keep this on the DL. And I also won Best Actress. Again, let's keep it on the DL.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I'm very proud of you. And I think if you stick with this show business thing, this could work out for you.
Oh, I hope so.
What about movies, TV shows, and possibly Jane Lynch on Ice? Are we seeing that anytime
Jane Lynch on Ice could possibly happen.
Yeah.
I just did 2 episodes of Criminal Minds. Where I played Spencer Reed's mom before I got Glee. And they're kind of wrapping up those storylines now. So I did 2 episodes of that, and that was great. So literally, I just did a television show.
Literally seconds ago.
Yes, seconds ago.
Right.
The new Christopher Guest mockumentary that
right on
Netflix.
Mascots, it's called.
So Mascots.
It's really funny.
It's all about these sports mascots.
Yeah.
Well, you should have heard this morning. She was doing a mascot thing with Hamp.
That's I was talking to Dan Hampton. We had a lovely conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually touring the country now on a he said, she said thing. So, well, listen, it's lovely having you here.
Oh,
and now I want you to help me welcome another new show business star in.
Yeah, way up.
She's a few years away from actually getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes.
But she got, just seconds ago, the great honor. And, you know, Dino, in show business, we all say break a leg. We rarely say spill some water.
I just spilled a bottle of water on her, which I think is good luck.
Yes, it's actually, this is the new. This is the
I literally
new,
did,
this
all over the electronics. Mm-hmm.
The new break a leg is spill some water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Here. And it's Laura, help me out, Breton?
Breton, yes.
Breton, sorry. Laura Breton from Northbrook, already world famous. How'd you get so famous so fast? Tell everybody how we know you.
Well, I am a finalist from America's Got Talent. So.
Wow, hey! Very cool.
And she was phenomenal. Yeah. I watched the whole show. I wanted you to win so bad, Laura. Oh, my gosh. She's like an angel.
The pride of Northbrook. Are you paying attention in school, young lady? Are you actually working, or are you just show business up now?
Yeah, definitely. You have to work hard in school, or else I'm not going to be doing this.
Good for you. Wow, she's got a good head on her shoulders.
It's good parents, right?
Yeah, right. Good parenting right
good
over there.
Good parents right there.
Yeah.
Well, I love your smile, and you really do have an incredible voice.
Thank you so much.
When did you start singing?
I actually started to sing when I was 4 years old.
Within the womb. Jane, are you with me on that?
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
She goes within the womb.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's great. Good for you.
Yeah, and Jane has several Hollywood big shots that she keeps in the car at all times she'd like to introduce you to.
Absolutely.
Yes.
My team.
Now, you're going to sing today here live, right?
Yes.
What are you singing, the anthem?
Yes, the national anthem.
Have you ever done the anthem?
That's a tough song. To do.
Have you ever done the anthem?
No, and I won't.
Really?
I don't have that range. I'd have to start so low, and then I'd fall apart. It'd be terrible.
Do you do the anthem in the car? See, I won't put the anthem on the radio unless we can do the entire thing. I refuse, especially on Veterans Day,
mm-hmm.
but I refuse to shortchange the anthem. You know?
Absolutely. You got to sing the whole thing.
Yeah, you have to sing the whole thing. And to do it and nail it, good for you.
Yeah, awesome.
Is this what you want to do with your life? I mean, you have to know. You're 14. We must have a decision.
I love singing, so hopefully.
Yeah,
that's great.
She's gonna go dry off and then sing the anthem.
Oh, it'd be terrible! Yeah.
You and Kate. I mean, I know you got a trio here. You got room for a fourth?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll add a fourth. Would you say that you're a soprano?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. Yeah, you totally replaced me in that. so I won't be singing the soprano anymore.
Wow, that's
fantastic. Fine. Hey, I am a giver.
You are a giver,
and I care about America's youth.
Yes, you do.
And I feel their hot breath on the back of my neck. Every day.
That's fantastic. It's fantastic and yet disturbing.
Yeah.
She got the golden buzzer. We'd give it to her again today if we had one, but we're on a budget. did you actually win Romania's Got Talent?
Yes, I did.
How did that happen? Are you Romanian?
Well, my parents are.
Your parents are?
Yeah. I was born in Chicago, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their plane got stuck, and she went and did Romania's Got Talent.
She just dual winning ship.
It's fantastic. All right, so you're going to sing. We love having you on the show here on Veterans Day, and it's a wonderful tribute. Is there anybody you want to mention? Your family, your mom, your dad, anyone else?
Why? Don't bother.
Thank you.
What'd they ever do for you?
All right, then.
Thank you to everyone.
Thank you to everyone, your management, yes, all of that.
Yes.
But we look forward to hearing you in a few minutes. And, Jane, you may know this, but our friend Tom Dreesen is going to join us here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And, Dean, tomorrow night is the big concert that Tommy's hosting, right?
That's right. I'll be there as well. It's America. We salute veterans and military. It's at the Rosemont Theater. It starts at 8 o'clock. Cyndi Lauper, Gavin DeGraw, Ricky Skaggs, a whole lineup of amazing talent. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster, variety of locations, and we're going to broadcast the concert on Thanksgiving evening on WGN-TV also.
More from Tom Dreesen coming up here in a few minutes. Jane and Tom just had a love connection. They'd never
Indeed.
Met.
Yeah, we're from the same neck of the woods, too. We grew up right next door to each other, basically.
How about that? Not literally.
Right. But, yeah, and now we live like 3 minutes from each other in Los Angeles.
How about the holiday album plug one more time?
Sure. It's called A Swingin' Little Christmas, everybody, and it's a throwback. It's some beautiful, lush harmonies, and it's available on iTunes. Just look up Swingin' Little Christmas, and I'll be
Google
tweeting
Play
such.
And have nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It must have had nothing but fun.
It was the best.
Yeah,
you can't get Carol of the Russian Children just anywhere.
No. And that is a downer of a song.
Yeah.
And
killer.
Yeah, we end the album with it because we don't want people to go off and hurt themselves before they get through it.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
We love you, and we're so thankful
that
you came by.
Thank you for having
it means
me.
A lot for Veterans Day as well, for people to get a chance to meet you.
Great. Thank you so much.
So AGT auditions are tomorrow here in Chicago at McCormick Place, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm going in. I won Mr. Romania twice.
Wow, let me get that image out of my head. Hold on.
Yeah, you should have seen the outfit. I'm still chafed. We'll come back at the big story next. Jane Lynch!
Thank you, everybody. Again, apologies for spilling water on you, but it's good luck.
It's good luck.
Good luck.
More coming up from Navy Pier on 720 WGN.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
We continue live from Navy Pier, third annual Veterans Hiring and Resource Fair, sponsored by 5th Third Bank and the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. A concert Dean mentioned. Tom Dreesen's going to front. That'll be tomorrow night. Dean will be out there as well. Let's do Breakfast with the Blackhawk with my friend and yours, Brian Campbell. And good morning, Brian. How are you, bud?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Doing fine. I know we're on a tight schedule here, so let's hit something right away. Tonight, you guys, during warm-ups, are going to be wearing the camouflage jerseys, as the Hawks have done year after year after year. This is a tie to the USO and a tie to vets. It's a cool thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Blackhawks do something, you know, veterans have a veteran on the ice for the anthem or a few people and acknowledge them during the game. So I think it's great that the league does this, and the Blackhawks are a huge supporter in that.
And on this Veterans Day, as a kid growing up in Canada, is there somebody in your life, you know, your dad, your uncle, or anybody that you want to recognize as a vet?
No, I don't think I have anybody right in my family, immediate family that I know of. But,
so we'll just recognize everybody then.
Yeah, that's the easy way to, you know, and as you should, you know, I think, you know, everybody does, you know, people that sacrifice that, it's pretty remarkable.
We have a Blackhawks question. Of course, MB Financial sponsors Blackhawks breakfast, and question for you from Katie Sveck, huge fan of yours. What's your most memorable moment with the Hawks? Would it be in the old days or something that's happened since you went back?
You know, I think a lot of the old days, obviously the easy one is winning a cup, but I think, you know, it's nice for me to be able to be back here again. I think that's, you know, such a special moment. The walk in at the convention this year was pretty special for me to be recognized and be able to be a part of this organization again is I'm grateful for that opportunity.
Let me get Dave Ennett in here quickly in our short time that we have today. The Hawks are hot as ever, Dave.
That they are. And, Brian, I have to ask you your reaction when you saw Artemi Panarin drop the gloves the other night in St. Louis.
Well, I was, like, looking down the boards there trying to see who was on the bench side. You know, he's a feisty kid. He can handle his own. So, you know, it was after a two-minute shift for him as well. I think both guys were kind of tired. But I thought the bread man did pretty good there. I think I don't think I want to be slashing him anymore in practice.
Does he fight in Russian?
Does he fight?
I don't even know what that means.
Like, does he swear in Russian?
I don't know. Yeah, he swear in Russian. Does he fight? I don't know what I'm talking about. Why so hot so fast? What was the turnaround?
You know, I think we're just getting more comfortable. I don't think, you know, I think with our teams, you know, Q's put in our game plan and keeps us on our toes, and I think we're just comfortable in our system. There's a lot less thinking out on the ice and more reading and reacting, which, you know, any hockey player needs to play like that and use your skills. So, you know, we still got a ways to go. We still got to improve and get better. And, you know, we're heading out on a big trip here on Monday. So these two home games coming up here Friday, Sunday are huge for us to keep going and keep pushing the pace.
Montreal Sunday night means, who's that little spark plug, Dave, that used to hang out here?
You mean Shawzy? Yeah.
Shawzy's coming back. I know you didn't get a chance to skate as a teammate with Shawzy, but I have a feeling the first thing he's going to do is skate on the ice and punch somebody. Do you have that sense?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fired up. I think anybody going into an old building is excited to play, and obviously, you know, for him winning here and being probably a fan favorite, you know, I think it's going to be a special night for him. So, you know, for us, we got to keep, you know, playing them hard, and their team's rolling right now. I think they're 12-1-1, so it's going to be a good test.
All right, buddy, I know you got to run and get after it in practice. Best to everybody, and let's get to this weekend.
Okay, sounds good, Steve.
Thanks,
buddy.
We'll see you. That's Brian Campbell. Back. Back live at Navy Pier, ceremonies underway. And that tiny little girl that we had on the air a few minutes ago, Laura Bertin, who's on her way to Romania. Hey, who isn't? Now just sang the anthem and was just stunning.
You get chills. Stunning. She was so fantastic.
Vandeveld's already president of her fan club.
Oh, my gosh. I just love her. I've loved her ever since she was on the show.
And a sweet kid, too.
Yeah, she's very humble.
Tom Dreesen, you have seen plenty of anthems in your day. Where would you rank that one? Mike for Tommy?
Are we on?
There yes, we go.
I thought that was very good. I wonder if she's going to Romania. If the Blackhawks fight in Russian, she could probably sing in Romanian.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think. You know.
I mean, come on. Why not? By the way, Tom Dreesen's here for a number of reasons, but Veterans Day is certainly part of it. We'll get to that in a second. But ask Tom, Andrea, ask Tom what Jane Lynch said after she met him.
Oh, can we air this? What did Jane Lynch say?
She said to me, "Oh, Tom Dreesen, of course." She grew up in Dalton. I grew up
in Hartford. She said, "Of course I know you."
She said, "Of course I know you." She said, "I've known you for years. My God, I can't believe how you look. I mean, I thought you would look like my parents. My parents are dead."
Oh, no.
I swear to God.
Nice.
That's what she said to me. I'm not making. Oh, you can't make up.
Somehow that's like a Jane Lynch compliment. Wouldn't you say that?
I would love to see you two in something. You two would be brilliant together.
Oh, that'd be fun. I love her work. And best of show, I thought I'd die.
Have you seen Mascots yet?
No.
That's the new one. That's the new Chris Guest one, Mascots.
I saw Best of Show maybe 10 times.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, Fred Woollard, by the way, is just kills me.
Yeah, it's tremendous. Is he a Second City guy?
He was with Ace Trucking Company. I don't think he was Second City.
Okay. But
Ace Trucking, when he was with that group, I could not stop watching him.
Yeah.
He was the guy I always watched that would make me laugh, you know.
I wrote for his show on Comedy Central in the early days. You remember the old cable access shows?
Yeah, sure.
It was called Access America. It was a funny concept. Yeah. It was going around and getting clips from these cable access shows around the country and then doing yucks around it. Fred was the host and couldn't be a nicer guy.
Oh, he's a terrific guy.
Yeah,
good and his wife, Mary, the book.
As are you. Nice to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you here on this Veterans Day. I'm an ex-GI, as you know, and so I'm...
And thank you for your service.
Thank you for thanking me for my service.
Yeah.
But I'm here for a couple of reasons. One really important reason is, of course, we're doing the thing at Rosemont Theater, the America Salutes You.
Yep.
But I'm also going back to my hometown, Harvey, at Thornton High School Saturday at 12 noon and for about 3 hours. We're welcoming home all the men and women who served in the armed forces that went to my high school. What people do not know, most people do not know, that little town of Harvey, Illinois, probably sent more men and women into the armed forces than any other town of its size. We have 21 boys from my high school on the Vietnam Wall.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And so they don't know that about Harvey. All we ever hear about Harvey is all the negative things. And I want to show the world that this town, when I came out of the service, if there were 20 guys in a pizza place, 19 of them served, and most of them volunteers. Men and
women.
Well,
what do you attribute that to? You grew up in that town. Just this profound patriotism?
Well, it was that blue-collar town with men and women working in factories all around there, and most of them had served in World War II. And so, you know, when I was a kid, shining shoes in all the bars in Harvey, those are all World War II veterans and very proud to have served. So if you weren't going to college, you know, you went into the armed forces, you know, and anyhow, that's what I want to bring all that positive
energy. I'm guessing, I mean, maybe that's not true, but I'm guessing there may be folks listening now who don't know this is going on. So if you're a vet who went to Thornton Township High School, you're welcome tomorrow to come.
Not only if you're not a vet, if you're just a person who lived in Harvey and come and cheer these guys home.
On,
yeah, because especially our Vietnam veterans, they were never welcomed home. And that's what I want to and welcome all the veterans. I've got Alan Lynch is a Medal of Honor recipient from Thornridge High School, who's going to be our keynote speaker. Received the Medal of Honor in Vietnam for incredible courageous action. And then also Lawton Wilkerson is a 91-year-old Tuskegee Airman
who
will be there. So
how great is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are the old lockers still there?
Well, mine are, you know, but it was...
It depends on your era.
Yeah. By the way, the high
school... Some of the lockers had to be changed.
This is bronze, though.
The high school is almost exactly the way it was when we went there. And the students are marvelous. I give them motivation speeches once in a while, like I have to do to you, Steve, every now and then.
Yeah, well, you did when you came in this morning.
Yeah.
Before Jane Lynch declared you look good for a dead guy. We should say, even though the high school architecturally is the same as it was, the auditorium is accessible for those who have trouble getting around.
Yes.
So if you're a vet and you don't get around like you used to, don't let that keep you away.
That's right. And if a member of your family served in the armed forces, and they're no longer with us, bring a picture of them, and so that they're with us, you know.
Let's do we'll take a break and do the news, and then when we come back, I want to talk about the show tomorrow night.
At Rosemont Theater, yeah.
I should say we'll take a break for the news.
Okay.
Wintrust Community Banks Hour. My friend Tom Dreesen's here. By the way, for all things Tom Dreesen, what's the best thing for me to do? Go to your website?
Oh, TomDreesen.com. Yeah, yeah. DREESEN. TomDreesen.com.
Right. Sounds good. Love having Tommy around. Did you see Tom on TV yesterday? Man, does he look pretty. He's on that Channel 9 Morning News.
Yeah, look great. Yeah. As always. Huh. I think you look much, much better than Jane Lynch's parents. Much better.
No doubt about
always.
It.
I will treasure that remark to my grave. True. That is nobody.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Oh, Anna, the Vellante is probably loaded from another one of Rose parties.
Yeah, apparently had a big shindig at his house this week.
Yeah, we didn't get that call, did we?
No, I guess we missed that text.
Today's show live from the Veterans Hiring and Resource Fair at Navy Pier, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank and Illinois Patriot Education Fund. Tom Dreesen's here, and Tom and I have been pals forever, and he's one of the best guys, period. And he's a very unique quantity in show business, that he's a genuine human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that with the highest praise. And on this Veterans Day, again, I thank you for your service. Is there somebody in your family, though? Family members, relatives, anybody you want to recognize today on Veterans Day? Oh, that button right there. Now you're good to go.
All my family members. I put on Facebook a while back, you know, my brother-in-law, Leroy Brooke, who was in Vietnam. My cousin, Don Palizzi, and who served in the Marine Corps, Navy, and then a Navy corpsman in Korea. Wally Bethman, my brother-in-law. My brother, Glenn Dreesen. My cousin, Buzz Palizzi, in the Marine Corps. You know, my brother and I were both in the Navy. I served in a Marine Corps unit, too. My family served. Proudly, and so many I could name so many from Harvey.
Sure.
A guy named Joe Seabach, who was my wife's uncle, my ex-wife. God rest her soul.
And the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
One thing about Harvey, and you cover this in your book that you wrote a few years ago. Everybody had a nickname.
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure.
Everybody had a nickname. It was like, you know, the National Hockey League, but everybody in Tommy's neighborhood had a nickname. Is there a favorite nickname from the old neighborhood?
Of mine?
Of anybody. Any of the boys?
Well, you know, I mean, there was, you know, Bird Dog was, when I was a kid caddy, and I never lost the golf ball, so that one of the
members, you were Bird Dog.
Yeah, they nicknamed me Bird Dog.
Right.
So I was Bird Dog. And then one time I led the pin boys into asking for more money. I was the leader of that group, so the owner of the bowling alley nicknamed me Brains. So you must be the brains of this outfit, huh? So, everybody.
Tom has been like a volunteer union organizer like 900 times in his life. And I'm telling you, on behalf of everybody that's ever done stand-up comedy in this country, the reason you're getting paid is because you led the effort to break down that wall at the Comedy Store, highlighted in another book. I think it was called We're Dying Up Here. Is that right?
The book is called I'm Dying Up Here by William Needleseeder, which now has become Jim Carrey optioned the book. It's now a series on Showtime. It's going to be aired in December, and I'm a consultant on that in that film.
But in that book, it's detailed that in the era of all of the great comedians you've enjoyed for the last generation, and I'm talking about everybody from your good friend David Letterman,
Jay Leno,
to Leno.
Michael Keaton.
A lot of people don't know Keaton started doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Gallagher.
Now the late Gary Shandling. All those guys came through the Comedy Store. And Tom was the guy they picked because he actually had a life and some experience to go, will you go talk to her because she won't pay us?
Yeah.
And you had to go get comedians paid because the waiters were getting paid. Everybody else was getting paid. But the yaks, the comedians, were nobody be coming in without them, weren't getting paid.
And we went on strike for 8 weeks. And it was a tragic, tragic time. One of the comedians committed suicide afterward.
Right.
Thus the title of the book,
Jumped
I'm
off
Dying
the Hyatt
Up Here.
Next door, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, toward the Comedy Store. It's an incredible book. It's called I'm Dying Up Here by William Needleseeder,
right.
Former LA Times writer.
Well, thanks for your efforts on behalf of not just veterans, but on behalf of comedians as well. By the way, I want to get Sandberg out of trouble here. Sandberg, your father got a hold of you and gave you the list of relatives who you didn't take the time to know.
I know, he did, yes. So
These are military family members of Sandberg, and they are?
And I know them all very well, except for, well, some of them have passed. But Aunt Marilyn, she was in the U.S., she was a U.S. Navy seaman. She was a secretary, World War II, stationed in Galveston, Texas. Papa Dick, which is my grandpa, he was a U.S. Army corporal in the Korean War, stationed in Salzburg, Austria. He had one of his other, what do you call it, your crew, the other
guys.
One of his other guys was cleaning his gun in the tent one night, and it went off, and it blew my right through my grandpa's neck, and it blew off his high vocal cord. So he had the coolest, really deep voice.
And that's, by the way, kids, that's no way to get it.
No, but I...
if you're a singer in an a cappella group,
yeah.
And my dad
I don't
has
recommend...
A, yeah, my dad has a deep voice, and they always say, oh, you must have gotten it from your father, but it, my grandpa
not
had
so
a gun went through his neck.
Yeah,
so.
Not
anyway,
so
he was fine besides that. He was so cool. Billy Quast, Mike Quast, Jim Wilson, all U.S. Army privates that served in Vietnam, and Billy may have been a sergeant before he was done. And then this last one Dave will really like. My uncle Bill Wilson was in the Navy, World War II, E-sign, stationed off the island of Guam, guarding the officer's liquor boat.
Ah, oh, there you go.
There's it.
Was he your favorite member?
Thank
of
him for
services?
His service, yes.
God bless him. He was Irish, I suspect.
Yes, yes, yeah,
of course. That's what the Irish do.
All right, we were talking about Thornton Township High School and the great event there tomorrow, but tomorrow night, where are you going to be?
At Rosemont Horizon. I finished the Thornton High School thing for our veterans from Harvey, Illinois. Then I'm going up to the Rosemont Theater, where I will be
it's
the
a
master.
It's a beautiful theater.
I performed there several times.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to be the master of ceremonies. Larry Wirt hired me. Larry Wirt does that once in a while. He'll hire you. Once in a while, Larry Wirt will pay you.
You know, there's a backstory you don't know here. Before I knew you were emceeing it, I'm playing golf with Larry. Must have been springtime, I guess. And somehow this comes up. It was probably Jimmy DeCastro that brought it up. Well, you know, I've done a few things MC-wise, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, I'll help the big guy out. And I said, Larry, you need an MC for that. You just say the word. Any military cause, I'm behind it completely. He goes, yeah, I got Dreesen.
Better offer.
He's my buddy.
Thanks, Lair.
But it's going to be a great show. I'm going to MC, do some comedy, but they're going to film it. It'll be aired Thanksgiving on WGN. And all the other stations. And we're going to have Cindy Lauper. You have the names. We have Ricky Skaggs and Rolling Thunder.
Yeah, yeah.
We have, there's a kid named Hoodie Allen.
He's really good.
Yeah, a young rapper. And there's a 13-year-old girl singer, speaking of young girls like you just had on here, this young girl singer, I think her name is Pagan something. She's brilliant, supposed to be terrific, and was just signed a record deal.
Andrea's calling up the list of performers because, frankly, I've forgotten all of them.
Yeah, and then...
But it's an impressive list.
Yeah, they'll each do two or three songs, and, you know, and then we will break and refilm, and so it'll be put together in 1 hour special on Thanksgiving, and I'm excited to do
that. You're a good man to do it.
Well, I mean, I'm an ex-GI. I remember when I was in the service, if somebody would have come and played the harmonica, how excited we were, you know.
Sure.
I've gone to Iraq, as you know, with my friend David Letterman. I can't tell you, and you've done this for years. You've been doing stand-up for years. There are certain audiences that you say, oh, I want to work that audience.
Sure.
The military audiences are the best. They are so excited about you being there, and
right.
They're just so appreciative. I just really enjoy performing.
Well, plus, they're better laughs. And you sort of have to do this to know that. But there are qualities of laughs.
Yes.
And they're better laughs for military guys because you got to earn it.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, you got to be on your game that night.
Yeah.
All right,
no question.
So who's performing?
Oh, this is all A-listers. Great list of performers. Get out and see it. Cindy Lauper, Gavin DeGraw, Wanda Jackson, Hoodie Allen, like you mentioned, Ricky Skaggs, Tegan Marie, and Savannah Madison.
Nice.
How about that.
Yeah. And Larry Wirt on the oboe, which would be great. Yeah. It's always great seeing you. What do you got coming up show business-wise?
I leave here Sunday and go to Las Vegas. A fun gig. The American League baseball players are playing against the National League baseball players in golf. And they're going to play golf with them a couple days. And I'm better performing for them at the Mirage Hotel. Greg Maddox's manager, Gene, put this all together. Anyhow, that's another fun gig. Then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going back.
You are unbelievable. I know. You make me look like I work for a living. What's the other one?
Yeah. Then I'm going back to L.A. and I'm working on a whole bunch of new material at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles in Hollywood. So I
love that room.
Yeah, I do too. It's a great comedy room.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a real quick story about
sure,
the owner?
Sure, of course.
Jamie Masada, for you folks listening out there. Jamie Masada is one of the great comedy club owners of all time.
Yeah.
Petey knows him. He grew up in Israel, a poor boy. He came to this country at 14 years old with a dollar in his pocket.
Right.
And now he owns like 10 Laugh Factories. But anyway, he doesn't know anything about sports. I took him to Wrigley Field. I'm throwing out the first pitch. And I said, Jamie, this is a historic place. Oh, no, I know, Tom. I know. I said, no, you don't understand. Wrigley Field is historic. Oh, I know, Tom. I said, Jamie, come here. I took him to the home plate. I said, see this home plate right here? This is where Babe Ruth, with two strikes on him, pointed. And hit the next one out of the ballpark. He went, wow, is he playing today?
No, Jamie. And by the way, where's my check? He's a good guy, too.
He's a great guy.
And by the way, how many club owners can we put on the good guy list?
That for sure. He feeds the homeless every year, and for 31 years, been feeding the homeless, 4 servings at Thanksgiving, 4 servings at Christmas. He's
a good man. Yeah, without a doubt. Good to see you, pal.
Okay, you too, Stevie. Thank you, everybody. I'm so happy to be
here.
Have
fun tomorrow night.
Yes, I will, and happy Veterans Day to, and God bless. If it wasn't for the United States military, there would be no United States of America, and I'm so proud of all you who served.
Amen. And at least for today, put the politics away and let's all celebrate. How about that?
Yes.
All right. 9:18, we'll take a break, come back, and I want you to meet somebody else I'm a big fan of. Actually, I'm a big fan of both of our next guests because one of them just walked away. In a moment on 720 WGN. Broadcasting live from the 3rd Annual Veterans Hiring and Resource Fair at Navy Pier, Steve Cochran Show continues, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank and the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. At 9:22, Mike Jacobson and Bennett are back at the Tower. And, Mike, anybody you'd like to recognize on Veterans Day?
Yeah, actually, my father, he served in the Navy, Bob Jacobson. I'd like to thank him. My grandfather, also Bob Jacobson, he was served in the Navy as well. And one of my best friends in the whole world, Anthony Salgado, who is actually serving in the Navy currently, and he's overseas as we speak. So thanks to all of them.
Yeah, God bless him. And Bennett, am I remembering this right, Bennett? Don't you have a brother serving now?
Yes, my brother is Alex Wakenight, is in the Air Force down in Pensacola, Florida at the moment. And I would absolutely love to thank him for his service and his bravery. And also two of my really great friends, Fred De La Cruz, who is also in the Air Force, and Mike Mike McGill.
Well, at your age, you know, it's not surprising you're starting to slim.
I'm on my down. But Mike McGill down in Texas, I'd like to thank all three of them, along with my grandpa, who served in the Navy way back when.
I'm going to regret doing this. How old is your grandfather?
My grandfather, I believe, is 83. But, you know, with my memory and my age, I can't be quoted on that.
55?
I thought you'd say 56, 57.
Something like that, you know.
Yeah, nice job by both of you. Here's what I want to do. I've got a certificate for a sports-themed artificial tree of your choice with white micro lights and stuff from Treetime Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington or treetime.com. By law, we have to keep these giveaways open to everybody, so you'll have to arrest me because the 7th veteran who wants to call now, just we're going on honor system here. If you can call up and you're the 7th vet, or you're a person who loves a vet in your family and you want to do this for them, get them a tree from Treetime Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington or treetime.com. My friend Mark Slaby is here, and he will do just about anything to avoid being on the air with me. So he's brought in 4 actors who are going to play scholarship recipients in a second. But before we get to them, I'm insisting Mark join me from the Illinois Patriot Education Fund, one of the co-sponsors here today. So thanks for having us, first off.
Good morning. Thanks for having
us. Have you ever sponsored me into anything? It seems like all you do is sponsor me.
You're a good sponsor.
All right. So here's the situation. It's a few years ago, and for those of you who have heard the story, you're going to have to hear it again. And Mark and I were at a golf event for another charity. And Mark said, introduced himself. We had breakfast. And he said, I'd love your help because I want to get something started in Illinois. And I said, you want to start a golf tournament? And I go, how's business? Because this is not a cheap endeavor, and this is not going to be an easy thing to do. And every time I see you, I tell you this, but in a few short years, you have made this thing one of the biggest events in Illinois by way of golf outings. Everybody does a golf outing, and good for you for doing it for whatever cause you're doing it for. But the Illinois Patriot Education Fund golf outing and all the events that go throughout the year, you're just crushing it, and I couldn't be more proud of you.
Well, thank you. We're all in this together, as you know, and there's a lot of volunteers that are here today and scholars and, you know, certainly WGN and Fifth Third Bank and Career Builder that make this possible. So we never take anybody's time. They volunteer for these families for granted.
We want to meet some of the people that benefit from this because you actually pay these scholarships out. These scholarships, the money comes in. I know how tight a ship you have run and asked people to run, so the administrative costs are absolutely minimal. But all the money's raised by IPEF stay in Illinois.
Yes, and we do our very best to be as frugal as possible, but these scholarships are repetitive scholarships. So the individuals that we make investments in, we don't look at as donations. We look as investments in these scholars. They're repetitive, and we try and see them all the way through. And as our program continues to expand, one of the things we're excited about is hooking them into additional community and business leaders that help them transition from their educational pursuits into civilian life.
Let's start with the Jemersons. Ashley and Angela are here. One of you grab a mic. Angela?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
That's good.
Where are you from? Tell me about yourself.
I am from, St. Charles, Illinois, but I go to school out in Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, at the University of Toledo. Both of my parents served in the military. They both served a total of around 35 years and did 6 tours together. So it's really great just to be a part, of a military family.
Yeah, and to be able to be a scholarship means a lot because this allows you to go to a school you want to go to and chase your dreams, right?
Yes, definitely.
And what are you going to do with your life?
I want to become a physical therapist, and I really want to help military veterans and also active veterans as
sure,
well.
Sure, sure. Good for you. It's nice Thank to meet you. You got a beautiful smile, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, be nice to Mr. Slaby. He's loaded. Pass that microphone down. Sir, your name?
My name is Lucas Waldron.
And Lucas, I feel like I met you. Did I meet you last year?
I think we met at the golf
outing. Yeah, I think so. Lucas, tell me about yourself.
Well, my name's Lucas Waldron. I served 4 years in the United States Marine Corps in the infantry, and I'm currently going to school at Kellogg's School of Management.
Oh, that's great. It's great. It's great. It's great that you're there. It's great that you're getting that level of education. And once a Marine, always a Marine.
Hoorah, semper fi, right?
There you go. Where'd you serve?
So I did 2 deployments. I did 1 to Southeast Asia and 1 to Afghanistan.
And again, we thank the Illinois Patriot Education Fund making sure that Kellogg works for you, right?
I cannot thank them enough for the impact they've had in my life. When I got out of the military, I actually worked as a barista for 3 years. It's a bit of a frustrating experience for me because I knew I needed to move forward with my education, but I didn't have the means to do that.
I'm sure you're not the only Marine to ever be a barista, but I assume you ran that shop?
Yeah.
I never got an order wrong.
Like clockwork.
Right. Hey, they said extra foam! thank you for your service and on this Veterans Day for everyone you served with as well.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Slaby and I didn't talk about this, but the tie that binds us and guys like David Hochberg and Mark Doyle and all these other folks who are stepping up is the fact that we didn't serve, and this is our way of paying it forward because we all have dads or relatives who did, and just couldn't be more respectful of you.
Thank you so much.
Ladies, one of you grab a microphone if you would. What is your name?
Mika.
And Mika, let me see. I've got you on the list here. Mika Reed.
Yes.
Where are you from, Mika Reed?
Everywhere, but now I live here in Chicago.
So a military family?
Yes.
All right, tell me about him.
My dad was actually a Marine for 30 years.
Wow.
So followed him everywhere he went after I was born.
It seems right that you would have stayed with your father. Yeah, as he raised you. And how long had you been in Chicago?
This is my 4th year.
Okay. And what about your education?
I go to Roosevelt University right downtown, and I'm studying psychology, so I just think that this education fund is helping me give back to my dad and take the burden off him with how much it costs and everything like that.
That makes me feel good. It does my heart good to hear it. Good for you, and stay the course. And that microphone goes to?
And I'm Ashley Jimerson, Angela's sister.
Yeah, you guys fighting or something? What are you doing on the opposite sides of the table?
No.
I remember meeting you guys and the family at the event last year, but remind people what your family does.
So I have the same story as my sister.
Sure, but repeat it for folks and maybe just turn the radio on.
Both of my parents were both in the military, and they served together, and they met in the military. And then later on, they had us, of course, and we're pursuing our careers.
And your career will be what?
In forensic science.
We talked about that last year when you were in.
Yeah,
Where's that interest come from?
To be honest, just working with human trafficking victims, it truly changed my mind to go into forensic science.
It's unbelievable. Well, I got to get a gig. Really, don't I? I mean, something more respectful. This is why this day makes me feel good, because, you know, we're done talking about this election, at least for today, and I feel like we're really doing some good today, Mark. Microphone for Mark. Thank you.
We are, and thank you for that. One of the things I want to highlight about the Illinois Patriot Education Fund is that what you're hearing here is that we're making investments in the veteran, the spouse, and the children of our Illinois military families. And again, these are repetitive scholarships. 100% of our money remains in Illinois making these investments. And we're working very hard to serve those that are in the most financial need. And trying to break cycles so that this is the first generation to get a college degree or an advanced degree of some sort, and we're in this together. And I really want to thank WGN again for the many years of service that you've invested, not just with Illinois Patriot Education Fund, but all veterans programs. And you really need to understand that we're very grateful for that.
And Fifth Third Bank, great partner for IPEF.
Of course, Fifth Third Bank, career builder. Today, this affair that they're looking at and investing our scholars programs in is very helpful to many families by not only taking their education, but reinvesting that into a career opportunity. So thank you again to them.
And for people listening and go, I want to learn more about IPEF, maybe I can get become a part of this. You could help. You could be a sponsor. But maybe there's people out there that need help getting their kids to school or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. Check us out at IllinoisPatriot.org. We're looking more for volunteers. We're looking for leadership within many different ranks. And I also want to make a special thank you to Bob Sullivan of Fifth Third Bank and Andrew Hayes. They have worked tirelessly to invest in Illinois Patriot
Education. Andrew's unbelievable, isn't he?
He is a machine.
Yeah. It's like a human rainbow. He just walks around with a big smile on his face and gets stuff done.
Well said.
He's something else.
And we've done a lot of good today, and we've gotten some great things done today on behalf of these families.
Nice to see you, buddy.
Thank you again.
Congrats to all of you. How about a hand for these four? Stay the course. All right. We sent Andrea outside to ride the new Navy Pier. It's not called a Ferris wheel. What's it called? No, there's another name for it. The Navy Pier, the giant wheel. The big giant wheel. Do we know the name? I don't know the name.
No, I thought it was a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, it looks like a Ferris wheel, acts like a Ferris wheel, but not called a Ferris wheel. We'll get that right in a second. But anyway, Andrea's out there. Mary's out there.
Oh, it's the Centennial Wheel.
That's what it is, the Centennial Wheel. I got to tell you, I'm not just a pretty face, kids. I'm a confused man. And Jim Pfeiffer. Congratulations, Jim Pfeiffer. Jim Pfeiffer, a vet, just won the Tree Time gift card. My friend Mark Doyle coming in. We're going to get an update on Rags of Honor, and before we're done at 10, Bill and Wendy time, Vice Admiral Dixon Smith, United States Navy, keynote of the event's rally, and of course the 2017 Warrior Games are going to be held here in Chicago. All still on the way from Navy Pier on 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I mentioned my friend Andrew from Fifth Third Bank, but for his entire staff, who he'd want me to mention, an amazing job. And when you come out to this job fair today, which Fifth Third Bank has put on, there are tables set up all over Crystal Garden. You come in, you sit down, you have a conversation with these companies, and jobs are being handed out today to qualified candidates. Military members are coming in today. They're getting jobs, and they're going home and starting new lives, and that's pretty cool. So, Andrew, for you and your people, we salute you.
They're also adopting puppies, which is very important.
That is very important, as a matter of fact. Paws is here as well, and they are picking up the cost, along with Fifth Third, of dogs. And dogs, the beautiful little puppy dogs, get to go home with vets as well.
Yeah, and they're calming, and they really help the help people in their assimilation and into life.
Sure, for PTSD or whatever the case may be.
Or if you work on the Cochran Show, you might need a puppy.
I'll tell you what, I got a PTSD after Election Day. My friend Mark Doyle is here. Mark and I go back a long way till, you know, back to the prison years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss those guys.
You look fabulous, by the way.
Ah, oh, thanks. You're just saying that because it's true.
I've talked about Rags of Honor many, many times because I love what you do.
Thanks.
As you know, not so fond of you personally, but I love what you
do.
No
one really is.
Yeah. And Rags of Honor continues to be one of the great redemptive stories in all the military charities, and God bless all of you and every one of them. You know, I'm wearing a jacket here today from Naperville Response for Our Vets, another one of these organizations I didn't even know about till a couple of weeks ago. And they go out, and if a veteran has a problem at a house, a leaky roof or whatever, they'll find somebody to fix the roof for free. So there's millions of people all over the country doing the right thing. But you, my friend, have been doing the right thing forever. And again, Rags of Honor does what?
We are the, so far as we know, the only custom silkscreen and apparel company in the country devoted to hiring homeless veterans. As you mentioned, Fifth Third Bank and so many others around the country and so many small companies are doing their best to help veterans, but we like to go and find the ones that people might not find, the ones that might get left behind. And so we work directly with a bunch of different shelters, and we take the ones that are a little bit broken, a little bit banged up and down on their luck, and we put them back to work, and we teach them the art of silk screening and custom silk screening and apparel and graphic arts and all the things that go along with it.
And one of the great things you said to me, and it was, you know, at least a few years ago now, is you've learned more and gotten more from these homeless vets than you'd ever could give them in return.
You can imagine when you, and I've said this before, I think on this show, the words, the most powerful words that I have come to find in this journey is that you are hired. I've had grown men, big tough guys, ask me if they could hug me. Women burst
into
tears.
Yeah, with tears in their eyes. Yeah.
You can never underestimate what the cost of dignity is, right?
Right.
And just being able to go pay your own bills. And
I think it's a perfect storm of luck here because the way you run this is exactly the way it should be run. But I wouldn't put you in charge of any other company because you'll hire anybody.
No, I'm clearly the worst businessman in America.
Yeah, I'm not
referring. I think I actually just got that award.
I'm not referring to the veterans in particular because God bless every one of them.
Yeah.
But let's say we put you in charge of another company. There's an interview process, and then there's a vetting process, and then there's maybe a look at other candidates. You, somebody walks up to you on the street, can I have a job? Sure, whatever.
And it's happened so
you
many
start
times.
Monday.
I hired a guy, he said, start now. I said, can you come to work now? Last year, I did a thing, and a guy came up and said, I don't have any work. I said, all right, come back to the shop with me. Hired him on the spot.
Well, that's exactly the way this should work, because homeless vets are getting an opportunity to, as you say, get their dignity, but eventually a place of their own and everything else, and you're helping lead that way.
We have got some great stories.
Who's here from your team today?
To hear from my team is, you've heard me speak about my betrothed, Kip.
Yeah.
And my betrothed is with me, sitting next to me.
You are so over your skis.
Oh, man. And
good God, dude. Do whatever you can. Hold on to this.
I'm doing my best right now. The doors are locked from the outside at home.
That's right.
When I get home.
That's right.
And Kip is beautiful and awesome and smart. And her father was a Marine, Purple Heart, Iwo Jima Marine.
God bless.
And she raised the money and produced with Martin Sheen a beautiful PSA on veteran suicide because
that's amazing.
Her beautiful daughter, Calypso, lost her fiance a year ago after two tours in Iraq. So between the two of us, we're doing our best to try and save those who need to be saved and save those who maybe don't think they can be saved. And to my left is my good friend Brennan Cox. The folks from POW, where we work out, and Rags of Honor are going to have our first annual coat drive for homeless veterans. And I want
for the holidays?
Yep, for the holidays. So tell us a little bit about it, Brennan.
Well, we got a mic here for this guy, too. Yes, sir.
We've been working with Mark unofficially for a number of years now, and we've donated so many coats. And then this year officially is our first annual coat drive, and we've teamed up with Rags of Honor and Operation Gratitude. And we've already got, I would say, four bags full of coats ready to give to the homeless vets in our society, in our neighborhoods, in our communities that are going to be cold this winter. So, amongst other things, having that relationship with Mark at POW and the Parisi Speed School and just being able to unite our communities of athletes and veterans alike, it's really been something special.
And the contributions, the donations take place by dropping them off at your facility?
Right at POW Gym Chicago in Chicago's West Loop. We are right off of the Racine Blue Line and across the highway from the UIC Pavilion. So any coats and donations.
What's the exact address?
310 South Racine, and we're right there.
Is this guy your trainer? He's in great shape.
This guy was the fittest guy in the Army in his unit the year that he got discharged. The fittest, literally the fittest
guy. Was he doing that Parcheesi thing you do?
He was. He's doing Parcheesi, which his hands, our fingers, are so fast on the board.
Nice to meet you. Very nice to meet you.
He's an amazing guy.
What's it really called?
How Parisi Speed Training.
That's it, Parisi.
It's the speed training for the
Parcheesi
NFL Combine.
Parcheesi.
Yep.
Thanks
and
for having
he
us.
Trains me in boxing, and it's one of the best boxing gyms and Krav Maga and overall workout facilities in the city.
And does a lot of great work with kids,
so much,
too.
And by
kids
the way,
and
give,
women in particular in self-defense.
Absolutely.
What's the number at the gym?
Number at our gym is 312-829-7699.
That's good, dude. Yep. I put you on the spot. You nailed it. Well done.
Please give us a call.
And
anytime.
A website?
www.powgymchicago.com.
POW spelled?
POW.
There you go. Rags of Honor. I can order stuff for the holidays right now.
You can, and there's a beautiful, I really love this, the latest shirt we've got on the website today. It's a veteran shirt that one of our guys designed, and it's up there now. Ragsofhonor.us. Buy it for yourself, buy it for a veteran, buy it for a loved one. We've got the long sleeves are up there now, too, so all this fall and winter gear will be up there. So you can go to ragsofhonor.us and shop. And tomorrow morning, CBS National News is going to do a five-minute piece on Rags of Honor.
Excellent.
We're hoping to get a little kick out of that. We're going to try and get the 10
That's no
more...
Steve Cochran show, but it's okay.
I took him as a throwaway.
That's exactly. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's excellent. Thanks for your service, my friend. Thanks. Happy Veterans Day to everybody. Did I miss anything?
No, I just wanted... Kip reminded me to thank all the veterans who work for me and all the veterans out there who may be listening, who need a job, who need some help. Call us, email us. You know, I take everybody who comes through the door.
Yes, you do.
I'm the dumbest guy in America, hire you.
Dumbest guy, biggest heart. I'll take that. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
It's a Rags of Honor. Nicely done, my friends. And Kip, great to see you. So, all right, let's do this. We'll take a break, come back. We thought we'd end the show with an Admiral. That seems right. And Bill and Wendy coming up on 720 WGN. Samber, give me the name of the winner, if you would, please.
Terry Garvey.
Terry Garvey just won the Tree Time gift card. Warrior Games 2017 in Chicago. We proudly welcome on this Veterans Day Vice Admiral Dixon Smith, United States Navy. Sir, it's an honor.
It's an honor to be here. Thanks so much for having me on.
And as I said, I'm probably wearing my Warrior Games pin. Tell me about the Warrior Games and what we can look forward to.
So the Wounded Warrior Games are going to be here 30 June to 8 July 2017.
By the way, that's June 30th to July 8th. I'm just helping.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
helping
you.
Out
yes.
everyone
Roger.
Else. Yeah, yeah. I got it. Yeah. Okay. In 17, we're going to be co-hosting here with the City of Chicago. It's the first time since the Department of Defense has been doing the Warrior Games 2010. They're actually going, if you will, outside the fence line into the community, and we're really looking forward to it. We're going to have about 350 service members across all the services coming in here, participating in wheelchair basketball, wheelchair volleyball, rifle, archery.
And by the way, you have no idea how great these athletes are.
They're phenomenal.
I've seen some video of what these men and women can do. It's unbelievable.
So about a month ago, I had the opportunity to pilot a tandem bike with a blind sailor who was injured overseas. That young man pushed me pretty hard, and the fact that he let me pilot that bike, having never met me before, making corners and up and down hills, is pretty impressive.
That amazing, though. I mean, isn't that what today is all about, depending on someone next to you, right? Just that symbolism of the two of you on the bike that you just met. That scene has been repeated on the battlefield and at sea in the entire history of this nation.
It is. Our service members across all the services, it is about their country. It is about serving, but it's also about their shipmate, their bunkmate, their trenchmate, and taking care of them and looking out for them.
One thing I know about a vice admiral is the last thing you want to do is tout your career, but I refuse to let you leave without telling me about your service. What got you in? Why were you inspired to join initially?
I joined because it was one of the few schools that actually accepted me, the Naval Academy, because I grew up racing sailboats, and they recruited me to sail in college. Once I was
But you didn't know it was a career then, right?
Absolutely not.
Right.
I still don't know that it's a career.
You know, I'll be honest with you, I like your chances.
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing when I grow up.
Right. But the inspiration came from getting involved. And once you're at the academy, I'm sure it was a done deal.
It was a done deal. And I would tell you, you know, like today, when that young girl sang the national anthem, I choke up a little bit. It's a privilege to be able to serve our country. And when I reflect back on what I've done in my career, it's been a privilege, and I would do the same thing all over again.
I'm going to ask you an unfair question before we wrap this up, but I think it's the right way to end Veterans Day. All the people you've known, who you've served with, served for, or have served under you, is there anybody's story that you tell at the Christmas party that you go, man, I wish you guys could know this person or that person? Does anybody jump out? I said it was an unfair question.
It is an unfair question, and I'm going to take what this is not an easy out. It's the true out, because there's a lot. And I wouldn't want to single out one person, but the one person I do single out is my father, who is a Marine.
And where did he serve?
He served...
World War II?
No, he would have been Korea, and okay. Just as he was mobilizing, that ended, and so he did actually not get into combat, but he was carrying his rifle and ready to go.
So your dad serves with distinction, and he thinks, oh, I got this knucklehead son, he's really good at sailing, but I just wish he'd see the brilliance of a military career. How proud must I have been?
He still lives through me vicariously.
That's pretty great.
It is.
I salute you, sir.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you all for what you're doing in support of Veterans Day and recognizing our veterans.
Vice Admiral Dixon Smith. By the way, does that sound like a vice admiral's name or what? I mean, come on. You know, if there's a movie about him, I'm going to play him in the movie. The broken down, much older.
The director's cut,
Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks to everybody here today. Sandberg, don't let me get out of here without doing all my due diligence. Have we taken care of everybody today?
We've taken care of everybody.
When you come out here between now and 2 o'clock, please take advantage. And I'm telling you, if you're sitting at home right now, Fifth Third Bank didn't set up these tables and ask these people to come down so they could just hang out with them. They are dedicated and absolutely want you to come down here as a member of the military or active duty, or just if you're curious, and to walk out of here with a job. I mean, come down here, sit down, talk to these companies that are out here. It's really an amazing opportunity.
Adopt a puppy.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. Dave Emmett, go get a win with Northwestern tomorrow.
We'll do. Off to West Lafayette, but first basketball tonight.
All right. Basketball season underway. We're your Northwestern station and your Hawks station. Game time tonight for the Hawks?
Game time tonight, 7 o'clock. Puck drop 7:30 for the Hawks and the Caps.
All right. Thanks to everybody. And thanks to Fifth Third Bank, our friends. Thanks to the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. And thanks to you, all veterans who have served, and equally importantly, the families who sacrifice and wait for the people they love to come home. It's Veterans Day. That's what we celebrate today. Put away all your rancor. Put away all your stress about the election. Let's just remember why this country is so great, and let's get together and make it a better day tomorrow and the day after that. And we're happy to be here, and we're happy to see you on Monday.